annual Orchard Nutrition Health Fair is coming Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of items all related to your health, including a barbecue, fun for the kids, a chance to meet your favorite radio personalities, and great music from DJ Bobette. Find out about organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Your comfort and privacy is important, and products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Part of the entire alpha male experience is enjoying life's great pleasures. We don't need any major holiday to celebrate. But when a big celebration does occur, in this case Cinco de Mayo, which is soon coming up, actually, it is tomorrow. We will make sure that we celebrate appropriately here on the Cigar Dave Show. We have put together the largest in the history, in almost the 24-year history of the Cigar Dave Show, lineup of tequilas as we get set to conduct Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers. We've got Sommelier Dave. We've got Tommy Diadio from Corona Cigars in the Davidoff Store and Lounge. We celebrate Cinco de Mayo. It has nothing to do with the celebration and founding of mayonnaise. It's the 5th of May. A holiday that celebrates the date of the Mexican Army's 1862 victory over France at the Battle of Puebla during the Franco-Mexican War, and it falls tomorrow, Sunday, all day. It's interesting. It's a relatively minor holiday in Mexico, but here in the United States, it has become a giant commemoration, a day to party, just like St. Patrick's Day. You don't have to be Irish. You don't have to be Mexican. You don't have to be an illegal alien. And in fact, a very quick caveat. No illegal aliens were used or will be used in today's production, Cinco de Mayo Day celebratory maneuver production of the Cigar Dave Show. Everyone is a U.S. citizen, I know, because I asked for their papers prior to the start of the show. As always, the General Front and Center, we move Command Center Alpha to the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge here in the Cigar City. They have been very hospital hosts over many, many shows once again today. As always, I give you a long-ass greeting and salutation, a long-ass snappy salute. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Don't forget, follow us. Go to CigarDave.com, social media, upper right-hand corner. You will see all of our social media feeds. It is my pleasure, first of all, to welcome our wonderful host, the Senior Executive Vice President of Tobacco, or I should say not just tobacco, but of Spirits Procurement, of the Corona Cigar and Davidoff at Geneva Store and Lounge, Tommy Diadio. Tommy D, once again, thank you for your hospitality.
Pleasure is mine. I just want to wish Angel Benitez a happy birthday, which is Cinco de Mayo. That's his birthday.
Fifth of, really?
Yes.
And why is he not here? Last time he was
he's
here
on vacation.
Where is he?
He's out in Clearwater.
Oh, he's in Clearwater. He's right across the bridge. Get him on the phone
he's
right
on
now.
He's on the beach.
And tell him he needs to come in here right now. Well, a happy birthday to Angel Benitez, who is what? The overseas all of
the general manager of all the stores.
General manager of all the stores. A good friend. And also, our resident sommelier, Sommelier Dave Cavanis, By the way, love the Mexican, the big Mexican sombrero. Looks like the former Tampa Stadium, just about half a mile from here.
Thank you. Long ashes and greetings. Salutations back to you, General. It's a thrill to be here again. I'm looking forward to all these 28 tequilas we're going to consume.
28.
And about six drinks that we've have made.
And, Tommy, when I, of course, walked in, you see the lineup. You're like, what are you, crazy? You got so many tequilas.
It looks like a bar.
It does look like a bar. But, Tommy, as the global five-star general and alpha male in chief, it is incumbent upon me to keep setting the bar higher and higher. I can't come with three or four or five different tequilas. We do it big. We're not wussified betas. Look, if we were wussified beta, they'd say, they'd come in and say,
excuse me, can we try two tequilas or Cinco de Mayo tasting maneuvers?
No, we got 28, and actually there's about seven more that I could probably get to, but we'll keep it at 28 because we are at the max. But as always, we love sampling different tequilas, and I always mark the passage of the year by what show we're doing. Samadhi, Dave, and Tommy, we started off the new year, or the end of last year, with champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. Mm-hmm. Then we went into St. Patrick's Day tasting maneuvers, Irish whiskey. Now we've got Cinco de Mayo. Next month we're going to do, we haven't really made the announcement, but we're going to do cool, refreshing summer wines.
Nice.
So we'll do that. And then before you know it, bourbon. We'll be looking at National Bourbon Heritage Month and Cigar Oktoberfest and then doing the sparkling wine and champagne tasting show again.
Yeah.
It's a continuous cycle.
Yeah. We should do a scotch one.
We have done a scotch, but we'll do that again.
We could do that. Because you've done very well with that. You love the Balvenie and the Glenfiddich. Mm-hmm. And there's so many new scotches, to Tommy's point.
Yeah. You know, maybe August we'll do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be as a prelude into National Bourbon Heritage Month, maybe we'll make it Scotch Celebration Month here on the Cigar Dave Show. I think we're going to do that. So mark that down, Scotty Dave.
We'll
Same
do.
Thing, Tommy D. We'll have you back. All right, so let's talk about Cinco de Mayo. As I mentioned, everybody thinks that Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day. It is not. It was a victory at the Battle of Puebla. Now, I'm not going to give a history lesson here, but suffice it to say, we as Americans, we don't need any major reasons to celebrate. Just like St. Patrick's Day, you don't need to be Irish. On Dingus Day, the day after Easter, you don't need to be Polish to enjoy Polish delicacies or Polish vodka.
We don't need a reason to party.
We don't need a reason to party. As alphas, we celebrate life's great pleasures. So, today we'll be talking tequila tasting maneuvers, as well as some tequila libations. And maybe, what do you think? Maybe I'll do Uber Eats and we'll order some Mexican food. Although, here's my thinking. If a bean wasn't good enough the first time when you fry it to eat it, why would you refry it a second time thinking it's going to be any better?
To dry it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, a refried bean.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a re-grilled steak.
It's a twice-baked bean.
A twice-baked bean. You know, twice-baked potato, maybe, but not a twice-baked bean. So maybe we'll do a little Uber Eats in just a little bit. All right, so Samadhi, Dave, let us talk about tequila. It is a Mexican distilled beverage made from the blue agave plant.
Yes, it is. It goes all the way back to the 16th century. It was established in the area around Guadalajara. In the highlands, you had these blue agave Weber plants out there growing, and it was just loving life in this red volcanic soil. And then came the conquistadors, and they started to drink up the local beverage that was being put out by the Indians of the area. And it's just grown to where there's about 28 different agave plants. Tequila is the only one that's made out of blue agave. The other ones are made into mezcal. And I've brought four mezcals for you to try today. And they're usually in about six or seven of the other counties in Mexico.
So a mezcal is not technically a tequila?
No, because it's not from Guadalajara, from the town of Tequila, that region.
But it's still like made of blue agave?
No. Yeah, they can be. But usually they're not.
They're not. What are they made from?
Well, other Weber agave plants.
Oh, other agave. Not a blue agave, but other agave plants.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
They're not
going
to waste blue on mezcal because they don't have enough blue agave right now.
So blue is the creme de la creme, top of the
line.
Yes, and it all comes around that region in Guadalajara, Jalisco, tequila.
Now, when we talk about a blue agave, it almost looks like a cactus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they squeeze the juice, or what? How do they, what's
the
process?
Well, they take off the fronds. the Jimadors come with their knives and that.
Right.
Well, it's like a pizza. Would you put pizza in an oven and
really?
All that? Oh, yep. The ends are real sharp, so they take off all the fronds.
Right.
And then they will take and they'll crush that, and then they'll cook it. They'll either steam it or do it in compressed ovens and break up all the starches and everything. And then they'll go and shred that, run the juice, and then distill the juice.
Would I be correct in saying that tequila is a type of mezcal?
No, not really.
Well, because they both use agave.
Right.
So it's kind of like whiskey. You have bourbon whiskey, but there's certain,
right.
to be called bourbon, it has to be 51% corn,
but
still.
Same thing with brandy and cognac.
Right, same thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
similar.
Well, the thing with it, when you say tequila, you know the region it's coming from.
Yeah.
If you say mezcal, you know it's not coming from that region.
From that
technically,
region.
It's from a different plant other than the blue agave.
Right, and Mexican laws state that tequila may only be produced in the state of Jalisco and the other municipalities that you mentioned. Additionally, it is protected through NAFTA in the U.S. and Canada and other countries, Japan, Israel, certain countries in the European Union. You cannot call it tequila unless it comes from that region.
Just like bourbon. You can't call bourbon from some whiskey in Japan.
But it does not have to be bottled in Mexico. And what's interesting is much of the tequila,
law, right,
right comes into the United States and is bottled here.
Because it's cheaper to do that. It's cheaper to transport the liquid. Glass is so expensive and so heavy, so now they bring it in the United States. Jacksonville has a huge bottling plant. Yes.
I did not realize that. Now, tequila, by U.S. law, must contain at least 40% alcohol by volume or 80 proof to be able to be sold in the United States. Now, interesting with tequila, some history. First produced in the 16th century near the city of Tequila, which wasn't officially established until 1666, a fermented beverage from the agave plant known as pulque was consumed in pre-Columbian central Mexico before European contact. And as you said, when the Spanish conquistadors ran out of their own brandy, they needed a distilled spirit. They distilled agave to produce one of North America's first indigenous distilled spirit. And 80 years later, around 1600, Don Pedro Sanchez de Tagle, the Marquis of Altamira, began mass-producing tequila at the first factory in modern-day Jalisco, and by 1608, the colonial governor of Nueva Galicia had begun to tax his products. Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
As soon as somebody starts enjoying a product, the government has to tax it. Not just in the U.S., every other place. And Spain's King Carlos IV granted the Cuervo family the first license to commercially make tequila. Now, when we look at tequila recently, though, it seems to me, Samadhi, Dave, and Tommy, that it's really had a renaissance similar to Irish whiskey, maybe the last, you think, 10 years, 12 years?
It's the largest growing spirits, though, right?
Well, it could be even longer than that, about 12 years or so. But where it's actually really grown, and Tommy, you can attest to this, it's in the higher marks. It's not necessarily the tequila that you're making margaritas with. It's the stuff that you're drinking neat.
Mm-hmm.
The higher marks, the añejos, the extra añejos, the reposados in that. There's where your really big growth is coming in.
Well, what's interesting is when you look at a number of the spirits that have really taken off, and we've spoken about Irish whiskey, we've spoken about the renaissance in whiskeys and bourbons, but amazingly, it seems to me that not only have we seen a big renaissance, but all these brands have been introduced. And then we're reading about these brands getting sold a few years later for huge amounts of money. There was one of the actors. I can't remember who
George
it was.
George Clooney.
George Clooney. A number of guys got together.
Mm-hmm.
One of the
Wasn't it
Vidal Sassoon or one of the other guys that has hair products?
Hagar has some.
But hair products was Padron, Paul Mitchell.
That's right. That's right. Paul Mitchell. All these, they got into tequila, now all of a sudden these big conglomerates coming in paying big monies because of the growth.
Sammy made more money from selling Cabo Wabo than he did playing Van Halen. He just came out with a Mezcal tequila mix.
Right.
So he just came out with, I think it's Sabo it's called.
I'm sure. And we also saw, I'm trying to remember, didn't Dan Aykroyd have a tequila?
He has a vodka.
Crystal Head. Crystal Head, that's right. So separate. But we're seeing all these people getting into it, and it's just fascinating to me how all of a sudden they produce a product that's been around for a long time, and yet they sell it at massive, massive numbers. Did the sales, you tell me, Tom, and did the sales justify that kind of valuation?
Yeah. Yes.
$1 billion.
Yes. There's such growth in that. But if you look at it, you have all that money from Wall Street. People are going there, getting the money. And with technology, it's almost like wine. It's hard to make a bad product anymore because of the technology. You go, you buy your distillation units and whatever, your stills, and you just get the product.
Well, in June 2013, there was, up until that time, there was a ban on the importation of tequila into China. Following a state visit to Mexico by President Xi Jinping, President Xi, we have a great relationship, President Xi and I, he lifted the ban on importation. So they expect huge growth in tequila exports over to China. So when we're talking about massive growth here in the United States and other parts of the world, China, we may see the same thing happening to tequila that's happened to bourbon and Scotch whiskey.
It's taking us to go through the roof. It's already going up already this year.
Yeah, incredible. Now, Tommy, here at the Davidoff of Geneva store and lounge in the cigar city of Tampa, you also have three stores in Orlando, Corona Cigars. Has tequila been a huge growth driver?
Yeah, we do three of our own personal barrels of them. We do a Padron. We have an El Tesoro, and now we're going to do one with Sazerac, a Corzon, with a one of six different one of their bourbon barrel finishes.
And one we're going to sample today.
It's the Padron one.
The Padron.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, so same thing. You can go and pick your own barrel. So it's really a single barrel tequila. Is it normally, would I say, similar to whiskey, that you have single, is there the equivalent of a single malt whiskey or blended whiskeys with tequila?
It's one barrel, and you can pick with Padron. I think it's like six different barrel finishes. We picked the Limousine Oak is what we did.
So basically, they take the tequila. They get a nice, big, long, stretched limousine. They dump the tequila in there, and it picks up the wood nuances from the limousine.
Think,
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Well, what is a limousine wood?
It's the one forest in France.
Yeah.
It has great properties to it, which age, whether it's wine or distilled spirits.
So nothing to do with a stretched limo, such as the president would travel in.
But what Tommy has with the Patron, we also have with the Milagro here. Mm-hmm. That's a single barrel right there that they go into the...
That's in the store.
Yeah, but it'll be different. Yeah. You have to look at the numbers and all that.
Right.
This is bottle three of that batch. Yeah. There's probably maybe a couple hundred bottles out of this batch and all that.
We are talking tequila tasting maneuvers on our Cinco de Mayo celebration here today, along with resident sommelier Dave Cavanis and Tommy Diadio of the Davidoff Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa and Corona Stores in Orlando. Sommelier Dave, talk about the process of distilling tequila. We know it's the blue agave. Tell us the process.
So what they do is they harvest the actual piñas, and they take and they go and they crush them, and then they'll take them and they'll put them in the ovens, smoke them, get the juice out of it. They'll shred it. They'll distill the juice. And then it'll just go through whether it's a column distillation or whatever, how many times they want to distill it, because it comes off the still at a low alcohol proof. So through distillation, you can get it up to where it's going to meet their qualification of around 80 proof.
Excellent. Now, there is aging similar when we talk about whiskey,
right?
Because there is something called a Blanco. So let's talk about the types of tequila.
So when you have a Blanco, usually it's a whiskey, a young tequila that's been put into a stainless steel, which is there for under 2 months.
Under 2 months. So basically, it's the equivalent of like an unaged whiskey, if you will.
Well, it's almost like Beaujolais Nouveau.
But most people aren't even putting it in for 2 months. They're just distilling
it,
right?
Well, if they're going to make it to be made like Cuervo or something where it's really for mixing purposes. Mm-hmm. People aren't drinking it neat.
Nope.
Yeah, why?
Why bother?
Yeah, spend the money on time. So if you're going to go ahead and then start to go let it rest a little bit, that's called reposado. That's over 2 months to just under 1 year. And then after that year, it's called añejo, which means age. So it's from a year to 3 years. After that, then it's called an extra añejo. And they can be expensive because of the time in the barrel, which costs money, plus then the angel share. You do lose some of the liquid due to angel share.
Now, are the reposado and the añejos aged both in barrels?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Where you'll get the color, dependent on the distillery, because it is not illegal to use the, you know, coloring mm-hmm. to give the color. But usually if you get a natural distiller, they'll just let the barrel give it that color. And some of those añejos and that look so translucent almost because it hasn't really imparted too much color, but you do get the flavor and you get the nuances from the barrel.
So Blanco is usually less than 2 months.
2 months.
In a steel...
Yeah, stainless steel.
Stainless steel drum or...
Yeah, vat.
Vat, okay. And then Reposado, how long?
2 months to a year.
2 months to 1 year in a barrel.
Barrel.
And then Añejo is greater than 1 year?
A year to 3 years.
Okay, 1 year to 3 years.
And then after 3 years, it's called Extra Añejo.
I think the longest Extra Añejo I've seen is 7. It might be an 8.
I think I've got one that was 8.
But
7. After that much time in a barrel.
Now, what if you did a Blanco in a bourbon barrel but under 2 months? Is it still Blanco?
Yeah, because it's aged under 2 months.
Right.
But
then it'd be expensive
because
you're taking the barrels, which barrels are very expensive.
So when you are making margaritas or any other sort of mixed cocktail using tequila, Blanco is what would be recommended.
Yeah, mm-hmm. unless you've got a really discerning palate and you can taste the Reposado for your margarita or whatever you're going to make, tequila sunrise or whatever.
You start getting the sipping when you get in the Reposado and an Añejo.
And then really the Añejo to me is for if you're a cigar connoisseur, that's when you want to put it in a snifter, very similar to a nice single malt scotch,
cognac. There's sherry finish.
Absolutely.
And that's where the real growth is, in those tequilas.
Yeah, those two barrel finishes.
People have a little discerning credit, you know, they can spend that extra money.
Well, and I will say that throughout the course of all these tastings of various tequilas, my palate has expanded, and I now have become a big fan of Añejo or Extra Añejo tequila, just with a cigar neat in a snifter. It is a fabulous tasting experience, nice nuances, but if you love a high-end single malt scotch, or a single-barrel bourbon, you will absolutely love an Añejo or an Extra Añejo tequila. And we've got a huge variety. When we come back, we'll give you the entire list. We've got 28 different tequilas that we will be enjoying. Sommelier Dave, just quickly, what are we going to be starting off with at the beginning of the next segment?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to do the Tanteo Jalapeno Tequila. We're going to taste that because I made you a very nice Agalima, Tanteo, Jalapeno, Bloody Maria, to start off with.
Not a Bloody Mary, Bloody Maria.
Bloody Maria, then we'll go into Cenote, and then Milagro.
All right, beautiful. So we've got vertical tastings. We've got a whole bunch of fabulous brands, including a very special single barrel tequila that Tommy Diadio of Davidoff and Corona Cigars has provided us. So when we come back, we'll start off our very first tequila tasting with the Tanteo Jalapeno and a Tanteo Bloody Maria as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Pull out your sombreros. It's Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
I believe this is the Frito Corn Chip theme. Ay, 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 I am the Frito Bandito. You probably don't remember that, Sergeant Steve, that commercial, do you? You know, a little bit? Somebody, Dave, you remember that Frito
commercial. I'm all over remembering
you
that.
You remember that one. Yeah, that'll probably be pretty politically incorrect. But we're not politically incorrect, so we do not care. Cinco de Mayo, tequila, tasting maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show. Sommelier Dave Cavanis, Tommy Diadio, the Senior Executive VP of Spirits Procurement for Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in Tampa, and the three Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando, will rejoin us in just a little bit. And actually, I used high technology. I'm thinking, wait a minute, what's missing? We've got 28 different tequilas. We're going to have all these tequila cocktails. Sommelier Dave, What are we missing? We need the delicacy. Food. Bingo. So I went on Uber Eats as we conduct broadcast maneuvers, and I believe that probably, within about 35 to 40 minutes, we should have a cornucopia of Mexican delights. Chili con queso. I ordered enchiladas, tacos, burritos, a little bit of salsa, chips. I got everything. So
si, senor general. I am so hungry.
See, with all the tequila tastings, we're going to need some nourishment to get into our stomach. So, first up, Sommelier Dave, let's talk about the first line of tequilas we'll be tasting. Actually, one, Tanteo Jalapeño. Would I be correct to assume that there's tastes and notes of jalapeño in this Tanteo tequila?
Yes, you would be. We're going to start with 100% agave tequila, then infuse it with fresh jalapenos. Their mild jalapeno flavor will mix well with the agave base. This will result in a unique, delicious tequila with a savory beat.
Savory. Now, on the nose right now, man, I can definitely get some of that jalapeno.
It stands out.
Wow.
I got a little bit on my fingers, and it just...
So this would not be... You could. Well, let's try it. Let's say cheers. We'll try it as sipping tequila here. Let's see. Oh, that's got some jalapeno.
Oh, yeah. It's got some
flavor. Oh, yeah. There's some serious kick on the back.
Now, they also have a habanero and a couple other styles.
Well,
the reason I brought it,
a lot of kick.
Because I wanted to make it, you know, we do Bloody Marys with vodka or gin.
Right.
Why can't you start off your day tomorrow on the 5th with a Bloody Maria?
Bloody Maria.
So that is just the Agalima. By itself.
Oh, okay. So this is the Bloody Agalima Organic Bloody Mary Mix. Okay.
Right. Really big on organics.
Mm,
a lot
good.
Of flavor. You got Roma tomatoes, Worcestershire, chipotle pepper, horseradish, select herbs and spices.
Well,
really tasty.
With 1,200 milligrams of sodium in an 8-ounce glass, it should have a lot of kick to it. That's why I used to love drinking this straight up on airplanes, just the tequila mix.
Yeah.
Or not the tequila mix, the Bloody Mary mix, Mr. and Mrs.
Sure.
T. And I'd always be thirsty after drinking about five of them.
Yeah.
And then when I looked at the sodium, I cut it out completely.
Yeah.
That's got to be 25 years ago.
Right.
Loaded.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But it's tasty. It's really good.
It is tasty. All right, so we've got the little celery stalk here with the olives. So.
Yeah.
Mmm. That's good. I got to have an olive.
That'll get you to your lunch.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mmm. Love the olives. Mm. Say cheers. A Bloody Maria.
Maria.
Mm. Here we go. Mm. Whoa. You get that sweetness of the Agalima Bloody Mary mix.
Right.
Then you get the
heat of the jalapeno.
And the kick of the Tanteo jalapeno.
Right.
From the tequila. That, you know who would like this? Colonel Ange.
Yeah.
Captain Paul.
Sure.
Voice Talent Ed.
Yeah.
And maybe even McDeBritt.
But what a way to start off tomorrow drinking festivities with that.
Woo! That's got some serious kick. Now, this Tanteo, tell me about this.
Well, Tanteo is Mexican tequila, which is infused.
Okay.
And like I said, it has a lot of nice jalapenos in here. They do have a habanero, and it's just... delicious. It's really affordable. It's $36 a bottle. It's just about in every liquor store that you possibly could go into, your ABCs, your Totals, all your grocery chain liquor stores also. It's a great way to spicing up your cocktail.
Oh, there's major spice. So $26 for the Tanteo Jalapeno. Tons of jalapeno notes on the nose. Major heat on the way down.
Right.
That is my tasting note for the Tanteo Jalapeno. This would be something, if you are going to create a Bloody Mary, would I serve this plain? Probably not. But it's definitely a nice addition into the portfolio. So a nice way to start with the Tanteo Jalapeno. Now we're going to move into Cenote, spelled C-E-N-O-T-E. Beautiful bottles. Tell me about Cenote.
Cenote is an ultra-premium, 100% agave azul, from, you know, the Yucatan area of Mexico. It is named for a particular underground water system, which is unique to that geographical region. The Mayans considered windows to the world inhabited by gods and goddesses. It's a result of diligent craftsmanship by master distiller Arturo Fuente. It's
brilliant. Wait, did you say Arturo Fuente?
Yeah, there's more than one Arturo.
There's more Arturo. Who knew that the Fuente, another Fuente family, was involved with tequila?
How many Joe Smiths are there in the world?
Who knew? Who knew? Now, is this a relatively, is Cenote a relatively new brand?
Yeah, it's within the last couple of years, maybe three. No, the brand itself isn't. But coming to the United States, getting distribution and everything, and that's one of the reasons why I brought a lot of the tequilas we have. You can see a lot of the other ones constantly. But to source out new and unique ones, this is a great way to do it.
All right, so the Cenote Tequila Blanco, again, this is 100% Azula Blue Agave, mm-hmm. but I get less than 2 months in a stainless steel vat.
Correct.
All right, which one? Is this the one right here?
Yeah, that's going to be the Blanco.
Okay, this is the Blanco. So now what I'm going to do is say cheers. Wow, this almost has... It's
a lot of flavor.
Well, on the nose, it's almost straight up alcohol is what I'm smelling, with a little bit of sweetness. I'll take a sip.
You know, you have really continuous rich flavors of the cooked agave, spices, a little bit of green vegetable.
All right, so heavy alcohol on the nose.
It was mellowed in American oak barrels for 3 weeks.
And it's got a little bit of warmth with a very earthy type of taste. So that is my tasting note on that. So Cenote Blanco, how much?
You're looking at $36 a bottle.
$36. Now we move into the Reposado, which, as we know, is aged from 3 months, 2 months to a year.
Yeah, so this is done in 6 months.
6 months they keep it in. And correct. This Cenote Reposado, as I'm looking at it, almost has almost like a light yellow color to it.
Correct, and that's all natural. That's from the new oak that they're using on that.
All right, let's say cheers on that. Again, a little bit more woodiness. And the sweetness on the nose.
Yeah, from the aging of the oak. It's really a delightful tequila.
Delightful,
very
sweetness,
sipping.
More expansive on the palate.
Right.
More complex than the
Blanco.
The Blanco, no question about it. So definitely, this would be a nice. You could use this for some nice tequila cocktails. You could even sip this straight up.
Right.
Be very, very nice. Now we move into the añejo, which means aged. And as we know, it's got to be more than a year, usually less than what, 3?
Yeah, it's less than 3. Usually, on an average, if you look at most añejos, they're going to be aged about 15 months, maybe 18, you know, depending on the cost factor. This is really nice. You're going to get some smoke wood notes on the nose.
Now, this has almost a Colorado color. Looks almost like a tan cigar wrapper.
That's 18 months in the barrel.
Definitely getting a lot of fruit notes.
No, you're going to get some vanilla spice and chocolate on your palate.
Well, let me try
it.
That. We'll say cheers. This is the Cenote Añejo.
And your finish is going to be really complex because you're going to get those little nuances here and there.
That is smooth.
Very
smooth. So wonderful notes of fruit and sweetness on the nose. Very smooth. Definite vanilla. Light spice. Almost like a clove spice on the palate. Very, very pleasant. Cenote. Love this.
That's about $45 a bottle.
That one would be a General's 5-star selection.
There you go.
$45. Cannot go wrong with that. That is the Añejo. And now we're going to go to the
Cristalino from...
That's also Cenote. This is the Cenote.
They have it.
Cristalino?
Right.
The Añejo. But it's white.
Yes, because of the filtration.
Ah.
So this is an elegant toasted finish aged over a year in American oak casks, passed through activated carbon filters, which extract the amber hue and preserves the beautiful aromas in this aged spirit. So what they're doing is putting it over carbon charcoal, which takes the color out. That's why Gentleman Jack is done 1.5 times. If you did it twice, it would take all the color out of the Jack.
Almost
it'd be white.
Yeah, almost a lemon citrus aroma on the nose. So lemon citrus aroma on the nose. Let me say
cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very tasty.
Oh, yeah. This is not what I expected looking at this clear Añejo.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely not as expansive as the Cenote Añejo. Not detecting major wood notes. And that's obviously because of the filtration.
You're right. It's taken it out. So you're looking at about $65 a bottle.
No heat on the palate.
No.
Very pleasant.
Smooth.
Very tame.
Yeah.
Tame and smooth is what I
yeah.
would say. Tame, smooth, with a very, very light note of sweetness. So I would say the Añejo and the Cristalino Añejo, both my favorites. You cannot go wrong with the Reposado. How much for this Cristalino Añejo?
$65.
That's so $65.
Yeah.
A little bit more expensive. For those of you that like a medium to fuller flavored cigar Maduro, I would stick with a Cenote Añejo for $45. If you want something that's going to be very, very smooth, that would go with a nice mild Connecticut wrapped cigar or just sipping plain to have in your bar.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Cigar connoisseurs and enthusiasts love going into their retailer's humidor and seeing what's new, what's exciting. It's like a kid in a candy store. And we've got a great way that you can enjoy and sample fabulous cigars from incredible manufacturers. It's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Every month, you will receive 3 fantastic cigars in an Officers Club Ziploc pouch shipped directly to you for $22.95. Now, in the past year, we've had incredible selections. We had the World of Davidoff, which featured an Avo and a Davidoff Winston Churchill. We've had cigars from A.J. Fernandez, from Rocky Patel, from Plasencia, Drew Estate, Sindicato, Fonseca. Incredible cigars that you will love. Become a member of the Officers Club today. Join now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You will absolutely love it.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Build a big wall, secure the border. Make America great and secure. New lyrics to the Mexican hit La Cucaracha. Had to interject that in again as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers. No illegal aliens used in the production of today's show. All right. We've talked about all these different spirits, and we're going to get to our next lineup and our next cocktail in just a moment. But first, I need a fine cigar that is appropriate for our Cinco de Mayo celebration maneuvers.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the General to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, we need something with a Mexican twist. And some great friends of mine in the cigar industry that are known for their incredible Mexican tobaccos and their Tiamo cigars, Alberto and Alejandro Torrent, they've been on the show many times, great folks. And I have pulled out a Romeo San Andreas. Now, this follows the launch of the Romeo by Romeo y Julieta. This is an interesting collaboration between Altares and A.J. Fernandez, specifically between Rafael Nodal, who joined Altares several years ago from Boutique Blends, working on new products on behalf of Altares, and A.J. Fernandez, or Abdel Fernandez of A.J. Fernandez Cigars. So they worked on different blends. They wanted to start off with a San Andrean Mexican wrapper. I love this wrapper. This wrapper has been around for a long time. There was a stigma to Mexican tobacco, Mexican wrapper. Nobody wanted to admit that they used San Andreas Moron, this beautiful Maduro wrapper. Jim Colucci, at the time with Altares, about 10 years ago, said to the Torrents, I want every bit of San Andreas Maron leaf you can get me, because I'm going to start making cigars using this leaf, and I'm going to tell everybody. And sure enough, big hits. And then the next thing you know, a few years later at one of the cigar retailers convention, I look around, there's about 8 manufacturers, 10 manufacturers, all coming out with San Andreas Maron wrapped cigars, including Rocky Patel and Romeo y Julieta. So this Romeo San Andreas uses a beautiful San Andreas Moron wrapper. Nicaraguan binder, Dominican and Nicaraguan filler. Comes in four sizes. We've pulled out the Toro, 6 inches in length with a 54 ring gauge. Suggested retail, about $10. Now, this cigar is going to have a lot of flavor, a lot of boldness, a lot of richness. Just looking at this wrapper, you can tell this is an absolutely serious cigar. Mexican San Andrean wrapper. Beautiful taste that I cannot wait to get to. It's a nice medium, medium plus cigar. So without any further delay.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
All right, I'm pulling out my Cigar Dave Mala Make America Light Tate again. Ah, yes, fantastic. Beautiful flame comes out about 2 inches. You can't hear it because of the music. There we go. Ready to go.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. I will now toast the foot of this magnificent looking Romeo San Andreas. It almost looks like chocolate when you do look at this thing. All right, I'm toasting the foot of this cigar, taking my time. All right. Very nice. Let me just heat it up a little bit more. I will puff and rotate. Oh, I just ran out of butane. Somebody, Dave, let me borrow your lightation device.
Didn't bring one today.
You didn't bring one?
No.
Marky Mark, we need a lightation device. I just ran out of butane. All right, Marky Mark, the store manager here at Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge, all the way from central New York, bringing me that fine lightation device. Thank you, Marky Mark. Wait, oh, look at that. See, a man always has a backup plan, and Marky Mark was my backup plan. All right. All right. Nice draw on this Romeo San Andreas. Nice. As I puff and rotate, let me just make sure I have a nice, even amber glow. I do. Somebody, Dave, you may like your cigar.
Thank you very much.
Right now. Many thanks, Marky Mark. I'll tell you what, would you be kind enough to get this refilled for us? For some reason, we didn't get a complete fill. You always want to, and that's got a big tank on that Cigar Dave R&D Mala Make America Lightate Again Lighter. All right, great draw, great taste. Very nice. This is going to go beautifully with our tequilas because we've got some silvers that are going to be on the mild to medium, the reposado on the medium, and añejo a little bit more flavorful. So this is a very nice balance. What do you think, Somadi, Dave?
Very good. Love it.
A little too
delicious.
Much. You got too much blue smoke on the way back.
Yeah, on
there.
The way back. This is almost like Guinness when you look at the color and you're thinking, wow, this is going to be over the top, really powerful. You start to smoke this, it is very mild. It's delicious.
Very nice. Okay. So, Monday, Dave, when we think of a tequila-infused cocktail libation, what's the first thing you think of on the beach?
Margaritas.
Margarita, a little salt on the glass. Tell me how you made this.
I made that using Agalima organic margarita mix.
Okay.
Which is all natural products with lemon juice. And then I just used Cenote Blanco. Did it in the... You know, the combination is dictated on the bottle.
Sweetness with the salt. Now, this is what's very dangerous. You're on the beach. You're by a pool. You're thirsty. You're parched. This is like drinking candy almost.
I was going to say Kool-Aid in a way.
Kool-Aid,
yeah, Kool-Aid,
candy.
Right.
And what happens is...
Overdrink.
You overdrink. And that's where people have this misnomer. Oh, tequila's going to make me sick. Yeah. Sure. You have 6 or 8 of these on the beach
over a few hours. Yeah, you dehydrate, right.
Absolutely you're going to get sick because you're going to have 6, 8 shots of tequila. But we know, as experienced connoisseurs, tequila, sipping, snifter with a cigar, absolutely marvelous. Cinco de Mayo, tequila tasting maneuvers continue. Hour 2, next.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Involved with the local Pregnancy Resource Center. Volunteer time, volunteer hope, volunteer help. Do what you can at the local level. Work with your churches. Get your churches to adopt a Pregnancy Resource Center.
The event was capped by a 12-week campaign that celebrated the sanctity of life. The final event was a live 4D showing of an ultrasound on big screen TVs in Times Square. North Korea's missile program back in the news again after several short-range missile launches earlier today.
North Korea's firing of what South Korea describes as several short-range missiles comes as a likely sign of Pyongyang's growing frustration at stalled diplomatic talks with Washington. North Korea is seeking relief from international sanctions in return for nuclear disarmament. But President Trump says he still believes a nuclear deal with North Korea will happen. In a Saturday morning tweet, Trump says he believes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un fully realizes the great economic potential of North Korea and will do nothing to interfere or end it. Trump adds, he also knows that I'm with him and does not want to break his promises to me. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden focusing his 2020 White House campaign on South Carolina this weekend. Several other Democratic candidates spending time in Iowa, another early voting state. Biden making his debut visit in the first in the South primary state with a stop in Columbia at a dinner, fundraising dinner this evening. Meanwhile, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio about to throw his hat in the ring. Inside sources say he could do it by Wednesday, which is his 58th birthday. That would make 22 Democrats running. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Many young people preparing to vote in South Africa's election next week say they're not happy with the current levels of unemployment and widespread corruption.
Voters under the age of 25 never directly experienced apartheid's racial oppression and segregation, as the system was dismantled in 1994 by Nelson Mandela's government. But they and others say they want to see more drastic change, and the leaders of opposition parties are hoping to win their support. This 24-year-old voter says it's time for something new.
We've tried all the old methods already, and evidently it's not working because people are still really, really struggling.
However, a voter who is unemployed believes current President Cyril Ramaphosa is the best choice.
He can manage to fix some of the things because we have lost
10 years of the country.
The elections are taking place amid growing pessimism, with over 60% of South Africans saying they are dissatisfied with the country's democracy. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Denver landlord who was recorded telling her tenants to find, quote, an American person, good like you and me, to sublease her property instead of a Muslim father and son, now have to pay the men $675,000 under a settlement.
The three-bed sued last year, generating local news coverage and online pleas to boycott the woman's business. Rashad Khan said it was a relief after more than a year of reliving his first experience of someone refusing to work with him and his father, Saned, because of their faith and race. The dispute focused on a building in the Denver neighborhood surrounded by homes, coffee shops, and grocery stores. Patrick Frost reporting.
On this date in 1970, Ohio National Guardsmen opened fire during an anti-war rally protest at Kent State University. 4 students were killed, 9 others were wounded. It made national headlines. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Tomorrow is May 5th. That is Cinco de Mayo. And that celebrates the big Mexican victory in 1862 at the Battle of Puebla, Mexico, defeating France. Everybody thinks it's Mexican Independence Day. It's not. But we always celebrate any form of holiday where there's libations and delicacies involved. Cinco de Mayo, tequila. Tequila cocktails and delicacies, too. We'll have some Mexican food. In fact, I am tracking on Uber Eats right now as we speak. It is 1:06 Eastern Time. They're telling me by 1:09, 3 minutes from now, we should have a humongous $160 order from Miguel's Mexican restaurant here in the Cigar City, right, delivered to us, front and center. And we will chow down on all the delicacies that I have ordered, especially when we're talking about tasting 29 different tequilas, plus about 4 different tequila-inspired cocktails. We started off with the Tanteo Jalapeno, a nice tequila with a jalapeno taste and aroma and kick to it. Then we had a Tanteo Bloody Mary, actually Bloody Maria for celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Then we went into a tasting of Cenote tequilas. They're Blanco, they're Reposado, and they're Añejo and Cristalino Añejo. Very, very unique. It's an Añejo that's aged, but they filter out any of the color, and it softens up the taste a little bit. And then we had a Cenote margarita that was absolutely spectacular with the Agolina margarita mix. We're enjoying my Romeo San Andreas cigar with a San Andrean Mexican Marron wrapper. And now as we begin our second hour, we've got the Milagro line of tequilas, the Suerte, the Herradura, Viva, Azunia. We've got Montebolo. Is it, what is it, Montebolo?
Montebolos.
Montebolos. And some Mezcal, some Don Julio, a special, two special patrons that Tommy Diadio, the Senior Executive VP of Spirits Procurement at Davidoff of Geneva here in the Cigar City of Tampa and the three Corona cigar stores in Orlando, that has provided Sommelier Dave Cavanis, our resident sommelier, rejoins us. Sommelier Dave, we have been talking about tequila very quickly. One more time, 1 minute or less, what is tequila?
Tequila is a beverage from the agave, blue agave in the Tequila Guadalajara region that is processed into a delicious adult beverage.
Outstanding. Gotta be blue agave. Gotta be from the
Jalisco
region of Mexico.
Guadalajara, right, area. But the mezcals are from other areas of Mexico that have agave. But
gotcha.
27 other
agaves.
Not
made with blue agave, but other types of
right,
agave. Blue agave is the creme de la creme of agave.
Correct. In this region, there was a doctor whose name was Weber. So every once in a while I'll say blue, Weber, agave. He was the one that identified this particular species of agave and named it, and that grows exclusively in the Jalisco region, tequila.
No relation to Weber from Weber Grills.
No. But
all right.
They do cook it. They do steam it. They do process it in such a way to where you could get that thought process going. Yes.
Outstanding. So let's go with the Milagro line. Tell me about Milagro. We've had it before.
Yes.
Beautiful bottles. And we've got a very unique Milagro, a silver barrel reserve.
Correct.
Amazing bottle that we'll be enjoying. But tell me about Milagro.
So Milagro, which is one of my favorite tequilas, due to the fact that I've been there. I've watched them harvest the piñas, transport them to the ovens, slowly bake them, and break down their complex fruitants into simple fructose. The baked piñas are then either shredded or mashed under a large stone wheel called a tajona. The pulp fiber is then left behind. They can either feed it to animals or whatever, but then it's distilled. They have some really nice column still at this distillery, and they just make wonderful tequila.
And Milagro has not been around for a very long time,
well,
correct?
It's been around at least a good 15 years.
But in the United States?
Yes.
It has been.
Yeah, it came around about 15 years ago.
Well, I can tell you that we've had this Milagro before. The packaging is incredible. The flavors are very, very unique. Top shelf all the way. And not overly expensive.
No, they're relatively inexpensive. You can get the silver and the Reposado. Usually they're line priced at around $29 to $31. The Añejo is going to come under $40. The Select Barrel is going to be around $43. Select Barrel will be similar to what Tommy bought, a single barrel. Well,
right.
That's what this is. They call it Select, but it's a single barrel tequila.
Well, when we look at the three bottles of Milagro, they're long cylindrical bottles. And for the silver, you can see that it in the center, it's translucent, but there's a bluish hue at the top and bottom. For the Reposado, again, you can see it's clear in the middle to get the actual color.
Correct.
Towards the top and bottom, more of a, almost like a medium brown. And then when we look at the Añejo,
it's brown.
That is brown all the way. It's a dark, almost a deep, almost a root beer type color.
Correct.
If you look at that, or a cola type color.
And it reminds me of the column stills that they have at the distillery. So it's really nice. It's a really beautiful area if anybody's in that part of Guadalajara. I suggest they go see the distillery.
All right, Milagro Silver on the nose.
It's going to be really crisp, fresh. It's agave forward, so you're going to smell the agave itself.
I do.
You get some citrus notes off that.
I'm getting some definite citrus notes on there. I'm also getting almost a cereal type of, almost a wheat type of aroma on the nose. I will say cheers.
Nice. Your flavor is going to be vegetal, citrus, spice.
Ooh. This is
spicy black pepper.
For a silver, yeah. This has got pepper. It's got spice. It's got almost just a very, very subtle taste of honey.
Yeah.
Very, very subtle. But this is,
this is
a spice bomb.
Yeah.
Spice bomb,
definitely.
By the way. Very nice.
It's where they source their agaves in the highlands.
And what's the difference?
Well, when you get in the lowlands, it's a different flavor profile than the highlands. You get more of a vegetable in the lowlands than you do in the highlands. You get more spice and flavors, just like grapes in the hillside versus on the flat side.
Suggested retail for the Milagro.
$29 to $31.
Very, very nice. Next up, we've got the Reposado. Let me say cheers. All right.
That also is going to be clean. You're going to get a really
very
nice
clean
agave note of caramel with that.
Yeah, I'm definitely on the nose, almost a little butterscotchy type of aroma.
When you look at it, it's going to be a neutral golden straw color.
Wow, it's very, very smooth going down. There's no bite, not a lot of spice, not a lot of warmth, just a very pleasant, almost a neat type of experience, a neat taste. Very
you get a little bit of caramel and toast in there. Mm-hmm. That's in between 3 months and 6 months that it's been aged.
Neat and clean with just a little bit of heat on the front of the tongue, but not much. But
yeah, the two owners, Danny and Moya, do a phenomenal job with their products.
Now we go to and what's the suggested retail?
Same, between $29 and $31, their line price.
Interesting. So even though it's aged longer, it's roughly the same amount.
Yeah.
All right.
But do that. Now you're with the Añejo. If you look at it, you're going to get a pale amber color to it. You know, when you look at the nose, you're going to probably get some coconut, toasted oats.
All right, let me.
From the aging.
Now, this on the nose, on this Añejo?
A little bit be more in depth. It's 14 months in the barrel.
Wow, that has got. That's definitely got a lot of character on the nose. I will say cheers, take a sip on this.
Could pick up some caramel, coconut, chocolate, tobacco, tropical fruit, anything like that. Be a little sweet, though, but yet spicy on the finish.
Wow, that's got some sizzle on the front of the tongue, heat on the back, but very, very smooth.
Yes.
Very smooth, almost spicy clove-like notes.
This is a good cigar sipping, quaffing style tequila. All the agave that they use here is estate grown, so they can control their agave. The other two, they source out a little bit because of its popularity. They need to go to the regular growers in the area to bring in some of their plants. But this is all estate grown. This is the best that they possibly can put into the market.
Mm, very, very nice. Very pleasant. Goes nicely with Maya Romeo, San Andreas. Very pleasant. Suggested retail on this, Somalia Dave? It's got to be more expensive. Look.
Yeah, you're looking at $39.
Okay, so $10 more.
Yeah, it's under $40.
All right, now we move into the Milagro Silver Barrel Reserve. This
Correct.
Is very, very unique because, first of all, the bottle on this thing looks like a blue agave translucent, and we'll send a picture. You can put your thumb on the bottom. It looks like the blue agave.
Correct.
But this is single barrel, very unique.
It's a single barrel, similar to towards later in the show. We're going to do the Grand Patron that Tommy bought for Davidoff here to utilize. What you're getting here is 100% estate-grown agave, which is mellowed in French oak barrels. You get a little hint of vanilla.
I'm getting vanilla right on the nose, but very smooth,
very smooth
off the bat.
Right.
Yep. Very nice. Let me say cheers on this. Again, this is clear. This is a silver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's got some sweetness.
Yeah.
More expansive than a regular Blanco.
That's because it's in French oak. That's
what
we were talking about, the Limousin oak that they get in the forest in France. It gives such unique properties to the flavor profile of spirits.
Almost has a Chardonnay-esque type of flavor complexion to it.
Took out all the colors, so there it is.
And this is about 55, you said?
Yeah.
Very nice.
It
depends. That's limited. Is that still available?
Yeah, it's available, but it's not going to be the particular one that you're drinking because they take a barrel, bottle it, ship it. So as you go from market to market to market, the flavor is going to be different.
Very, very pleasant. Very nice. Okay, so let's do this. We're going to take a timeout. We've gone through the Milagro. We've got, I think probably about 20-some-odd more to go. We will continue celebrating Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers around the corner.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Several items I wanted to squeeze into today's show. First up, big news in the world of cigars. Imperial Brands, based in Bristol, England, the parent company of Altadis USA, announced they were putting their premium cigar business, worldwide premium cigar business, on the block. It is for sale, part of a divestment program they announced back in May of 2018, trying to generate proceeds of $2 billion to pay down debt. Imperial Brands owns Altadis USA, maker of cigars such as Romeo y Julieta, Monte Cristo, Ace Upman. They also own JR Cigars, big mail-order cigar company, the Casa de Monte Cristo retail stores throughout the country, and they own 50% of the Cuban cigar business, Habanos, as well as 50% of the brands. Not a great time to sell a cigar-related business with regulation, FDA, possible limitations on mail order of cigars and other tobacco products. In their announcement, Imperial said that they realize tobacco valuations have come under some pressure in the past 12 months. They will only sell if they realize appropriate value. I have heard some of the numbers they are looking for. It will be a very tough pull for them to get that number, but do not be surprised if you see the Chinese coming in to bid. Would not surprise me at all. I'd hate to see it, but it could very well happen. Boeing held their annual meeting in Chicago this past Monday. CEO Dennis Muilenburg, who has done an absolutely horrendous job in the wake of two 737 MAX crashes, after the annual meeting held a press conference. He was smug, he was arrogant, unapologetic, a terrible look for Boeing. In fact, it has come out a few days ago, Wall Street Journal reported, that Boeing's own test pilots did not receive information about the 737 MCAS system. The engineers kept it from them, which is unconscionable. I'll have more on the Boeing story next week, but Dennis Muilenburg must go. Lastly, Kentucky Derby, 6:46 p.m. Eastern Time, post time tonight. Legendary trainer Bob Baffert has three horses, including Game Winner, a favorite. But there are two horses I want you to look for. A sentimental favorite, the Wood Memorial winner, Tacitus, trained by Bill Mott. He trained two-time Horse of the Year Cigar. Great horse. That's my sentimental favorite. Roadster is my long-shot favorite. A correction, not Roadster, By My Standard, going off at 15-1. By My Standard, winless first three starts. He won the Louisiana Derby in March. Solid workouts this week. My long shot favorite, going off at 15-1. It's a big one, By My Standard. Now, let's send you back for more tequila tasting maneuvers as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
The General certifies that no illegal aliens were used in the production or transmission of today's Cigar Dave Show. Continue Cinco de Mayo tasting maneuvers.
Some enjoyable, authentic Mexican delicacies were enjoyed during the break. Now, I recorded that interstitial earlier today because I did not want to disrupt the flow of our Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers from Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge here in the Cigar City. Rejoined with Samani Dave, Sergeant Steve, Tommy Diadio of Davidoff of Geneva and Corona Cigars in Orlando will rejoin us in just a moment. So during that three-minute break, that three-minute interstitial you listened to as I caught you up on some cigar news and some other relevant items, we got our delivery from Uber Eats, from Miguel's Mexican Restaurant in the Cigar City of Tampa. Authentic. We started off with some chips, and we had some chili con queso and some guacamole and salsa. Then we had shrimp surrounded by bacon, because let's face it, every show must have some sort of dead animal involved. Then we had some soft-shell tacos with chicken, some enchiladas with steak. What else did we... Oh, we had those stuffed jalapeno peppers.
They were good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Sergeant Steve, what'd you think?
Fantastic. Those poppers were great.
Tommy loved it.
You guys are all taking their leftovers home. Not going anywhere near
leftovers.
Pleasure Palace.
Yep.
By the way, we will go on probably a half-hour siesta, and we will rejoin you around
we'll
3 o'clock to all of our affiliates after our delicacies that we've just enjoyed. We all need a little siesta, but we will continue front and center. All right, we left off at the Suerte Tequilas. I'm looking at these bottles, Sommelier Dave. Reminds me of Dry Fly Distillery out in Washington State.
Good.
But very, very nice. Tell me about Suerte. Is this new?
Yep. They're a couple years old. You'll see that they have the rabbit on the label. The rabbits are in honor of what's in the agave fields. A lot of rabbits. Rabbits.
A lot of rabbits conducting pleasure move. Little rabbit harems all over the place.
They're sucking on the leaves and all that, getting a little blue agave in their system. So they have a real nice Blanco, Reposado, Añejo. It's small, hand-barrel crafted. This Blanco that you're going to try, they do 650 cases per batch, handcrafted batch. So that's not that many cases at all.
Well, looking at the design of the bottle, the bottle itself, the logo, very, very appetizing. Yeah. I cannot wait to try this. So first up is Suerte Blanco.
It's going to be 100% blue agave. It's going to be slow roasted in a brick oven for 52 hours, then crushed by the Tahona. That's a long time, 52 hours.
Well, Sommelier Dave, as I take a smell of this on the aroma, almost some fruit-like sweetness.
Sure. That's going to permeate through a lot of the actual agave, true agaves, where you get 100% agave. That agave has such a potent flavor to it and aroma. It stands straight up. Citrus.
Well, I'm going to take a sip here.
You're going to get some herbal, citrus, sweet notes.
Almost has some, the herbal essence.
Yeah.
Almost tastes similar to an acid cigar or a Lars Tennis with the infused botanicals.
Right.
And in fact, I would say the aroma of this is very similar to a gin, almost juniper-like aromas. Same thing on the taste. This is very pleasant.
Yeah.
This would be a good substitute for gin.
Yeah, and it's, there you go, make gin Bloody Marias.
Bloody Maria.
But it's going to be relatively inexpensive to most of the ones that we've tried. It's $31 a bottle. You can drink it neat, or you can make your margarita out of it.
Well, this is fantastic. By the way, I forgot to give, for the Milagro Reposado and the Añejo, I will give that the General's five-star recommendation.
True.
A five-star selection. Those were outstanding. Really, really enjoyed that. You cannot go wrong. Now, the Suerte Reposado, as I look at this, there's not much color compared to some of the other Reposados. Very, very, almost light. Whitish straw color.
Right. So it's going to be 6 months rested in a barrel. But remember, by law, you don't have to add color to it if you don't. You can if you want to. So when you look at some of these tequilas, they have that nice golden hue to it or that really robust look like a bourbon or a whiskey. It's because they had some caramel color added to it. This is just pure handcrafted tequila.
Wow, the aroma on this is fabulous. Let me say cheers on this.
Nice.
It's very pleasant.
Yeah.
Very pleasant. I would say this is non-offensive.
No, it's soft.
Yeah, it's something soft. Perfect. Soft, smooth, pleasant, approachable.
Exactly.
I like this.
36.
I'd give this a five-star selection for somebody that wants some mellow flavors, very soft notes, very delightful. When we come back, we'll hit the Suerte Añejo. Then we go into the Herradura's Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers. Front and center continues with Sommelier Dave, Tommy Diadio, and yours truly, the global five-star general and alpha male in chief.
check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the general enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit and drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar, but the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business, and I got to tell you, it's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
It's a Cinco de Mayo celebration hosted by your Cinco Star General, Cigar Dave Cinco. Cha-cha-cha.
I like that. Your Cinco Star Global General and Alpha Male in Chief globally, of course. The song, Tequila. Very famous in my hometown of Buffalo, because during the Buffalo Sabres games, during one of the breaks in play, there was a beer salesman known as the Earl of Bud, and he'd get on one of the rails and actually start dancing to this thing with the two beers and everything in hand. So the Earl of Bud in Buffalo, and today we enjoy our 29 different tequilas. We've got a lot to get to. So far, we've hit, this will be 11, as we continue with Suerte, the extra añejo. Very impressed with the Suerte. What's interesting, Sommelier Dave, is how there's a reposado, there's an añejo, there's a blanco, but every one is slightly different, similar to a cigar. None are the exact same.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the aging. Some are not aged wooden barrels at all. They're just stainless steel, or they just go right into the bottle, so you're going to get a particular flavor profile, and the longer you put it in a barrel, the nuances that come from the barrel, especially a whiskey barrel. Imagine whether it's Jack Daniels or whatever, all that interesting nuance.
All right, so now we've got this Suerte Extra Añejo. This is a limited edition, Sommelier Dave.
Very.
So if it's good, I'm taking it with me.
It's yours, General. Whether it's good or bad, you're
going to... No.
It's going home with
bad,
you.
No, if it's bad, it goes home with Sergeant Steve. If it's good, it goes home with me.
Oh, man.
Now, this has got some maple notes
on
the nose. This is... Oh.
Because it's an extra Añejo.
And a little bit of... I'm getting a little bit of oakiness, little wood.
Right. Over 3 years aged. Initially, it's going to be put in that brick...
This
oven
is magnificent.
For 52 hours and cooked. It brings out all those flavors, and then by putting it in the barrel for 3 years, that's the results.
This is magnificent. Again, very approachable, little bit more warmth, but not overpowering. I'll tell you, this is going to get my five-star selection as well, and I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, the aroma is fabulous with the notes of maple. When you taste it, it's got the slight notes of maple, notes of the oak, of the
wood.
Probably
a little vanilla.
Little vanilla, but there's no bite. It's just a slight warmth, very pleasant all the way. So far, I got to tell you, this would be my favorite sipping
tequila yours.
This is mine. Put that in my special bag.
Steve, you don't get it.
Suggested retail sommelier.
You're looking at $47.
Worth every penny. Very impressive. And again, relatively new to the market.
Yes.
And how's that doing in the marketplace?
Okay. It's trying to get someone educated through programs like yours. Thank you very much. To get them off of buying their everyday, realizing that if you spend a little bit extra money, it's really not that much more expensive due to the fact you're not buying mixers, you're not over drinking, you're consuming a better quality product, drinking less of it, you're getting a better environment occasion.
Well, tell the Suertes that it's got my five-star recommendation, and I expect a case of it at the Pleasure Palace.
It's on its way.
Outstanding. Now we move into a very unique line. Before we go to Herradura, we're going to go to the Viva 32.
32.
XXXII, the 32 unique bottle.
Yeah.
This is very unique.
It's organic.
It says Tequila Joven.
Hoven.
Hoven, okay.
Hoven's young.
Young.
Yeah, young. Love them young.
No, we don't. They've got to be at least 18, thank you very much. Or, 17 below will get you 20. So, Sommelier Dave, the harem must be a minimum of 18, 21 preferred.
There you go.
All right, now tell me about this Hoven.
So it's 100% blue agave, and it's blended with some three-year-old extra añejo. So it's a blend.
Okay.
It's going to go through a four-stage cold filtration process. It's got to have a lot of flavor forward.
Ooh.
Little lemon peel, white pepper, yerba buena.
This is surprising me. I thought this was going to be... on the unbalanced, unfinished.
Because of the way the design looks.
Yeah, the bottle
looks ultra-modern.
It is ultra-modern, but the aroma on this, a lot of lemon, a lot of lime, a little bit of, almost a little bit of a mustiness to it, but when you take a taste,
it's clean, it's crisp.
Mm-hmm.
It has a medium to long finish.
It does.
As you smack your lips, you're bringing air in, you're getting more different nuances on those flavors.
I may take that. Let's put that to the side for now, but that's pleasant. Suggested retail.
You're looking at $35 a bottle.
Now, that's nice. Again, that's so good. As a Blanco, I wouldn't mix anything with that.
Correct.
That could be neat.
Drink it like it is.
In the summer, put a nice ice cube in there. You will be good to go. Now, next up, from Azunio, I'm looking at, it says USDA organic tequilas.
Yes.
Beautiful looking tequila bottles. 100%
organic. We've tried these last year, too. We were really happy with them. They show very well. Azunio, 100% organic. As you'll see, more and more are going towards organic farming due to the flavor profile and all that of it.
Now, this Azunio Blanco reminds me of a White Dog unaged bourbon.
Yeah.
Or whiskey. It's got that corn, almost notes of corn, very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking at something in the $36 range. It's as authentic of a tequila as tequila can be.
All right.
It's been oven roasted for 36 hours, 2 times distilled.
Now we move to the Reposado again.
Yes.
Organic. I'll say cheers.
You're looking at Three Monks in American Oak. With a touch of smokiness,
Light
vanilla finish.
I was just going to say, vanilla smokiness on the palate.
That's that barrel.
This reminds me almost of a Scotch whiskey, almost with a little bit of that smokiness, but not overpowering.
Right.
Very, very pleasant. I would say this is also, I'm going to wait for the Añejo.
Yeah.
But this could be in contention for a 5-star selection.
They suggest you sip it as a craft cocktail, such as the Mexican Mule or the Mexican Sunrise.
All right. Next up is the Añejo.
Is going to be the Añejo.
Now, this has got, on the nose, I'm getting a little orange peel on here. And I'm going to say cheers and take a sip.
This one's aged 18 months in a barrel. You're going to get some really nice natural open-air fermentation flavors.
This has got a lemony, almost tang to it. Not a lot of warmth, but lemony tang. So it's a different taste. I would say the Reposado I favor, but this Añejo is very, very nice. So that is very, very pleasant. Suggested retail.
$44 a bottle.
Okay, $44. Now we go to Herradura. Beautiful bottles. I was very impressed with some of the Herraduras we had last year, so I wanted you to bring all of them this year.
Yes.
We start up with Tommy D. Put the headphones on, please. We're going to be going to Herradura, the silver. Tell me about Herradura.
So Herradura is part of Brown-Forman's portfolio. This is one of their tequila expressions with El Jimador. They do a very nice job of it. What you'll have here is a 100% agave, which is aged for 45 days. Just like Tommy said, it can go couple days or 45. It's under the two-month period.
Oh, nice. So,
but you
sweetness.
Do get a little bit of vanilla and woody notes on it.
I'm not getting a lot of woody, but I'm getting vanilla with some sweetness. What do you think, Tommy?
Yeah, very smooth.
Yeah, I like this. This is nice. Suggested retail.
You're looking at $39 a bottle.
I'm a big fan of Herradura.
I'm going to take that Herradura. We're going to add that to my list as well because that is very, very impressive all the way. $39 for a Herradura Silver. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up.
So you have the Reposado, which is going to be in the barrel for 11 months.
All right, this is the Reposado right in front of me. Again, it's got a new, unique horseshoe on here, so there's got to be some sort of horse connection
there. Yeah, it's a special commemorative bottle that they put out.
Nice.
You know, for $41 a bottle, 11 months in American oak barrels, it's got some really nice flavors to it.
Are they the same?
Wow.
Añejo.
Oh, Añejo.
I like that. I'm going to take that, too. That is so good. And that's a Reposado. That's amazing. Only a year. It's got
11
months. Some fruitiness, some sweetness, a little molasses I'm finding.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very pleasant. She suggested retail on this one.
We're looking at $41 a bottle.
All right, so $41 a bottle. $2 more for the Reposado, can't go wrong.
Nope.
Cannot go wrong. Now we go to the
Añejo.
Añejo. And I'm looking at the bottle again. I'm not seeing it's. What's amazing is the Reposado looks darker than the Añejo.
Yeah, I can't comment on that. But
they
again,
both finished in the same barrel.
I don't know what
maybe
type of barrels they're using.
Barrel. Maybe
exactly.
One's France, one's American bourbon.
Exactly.
Could be.
But, you know, they're not going to add the caramel color because it then
right.
takes away from it being natural.
I don't want any spirit that adds any sort of artificial color or natural color. I just want the natural wood color. Now, I'll say cheers on this.
There you go.
Wow, incredibly smooth.
A lot of flavor to it, too.
This is very – what's interesting, the Reposado and the Añejo are almost similar, but I like the Reposado better.
The longer it stays in the cask, it gets lighter, smoother, and it loses that agave flavor.
Suggested retail on that.
You're looking at $46 a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. To me, the $44, the Herradura $46 Reposado. Did we say 44? 44.
41.
41. And we said.
Do I hear 42?
41. And the Añejo was 46, you said.
Yes.
Okay, to me. I like the Reposado for $5 less. We're going to add that to my collection.
But people that
as
like
well.
The sip will like the Añejo.
They do, but to me, the Reposado is more complex.
I'm a Blanco guy.
Are you really?
Then Reposado, I'm not a big Añejo or extra Añejo person.
See, I normally like Añejo, but this Reposado is so flavorful with the expansion of flavors that I will add that. I'm going to make that a 5-star selection, the Herradura Reposado, and that's not even the reserve, and we've got two others that we're going to be enjoying.
So we just tasted the Añejo. Here is the reserve.
This is a Reserva Reposado 2016 that I brought from my personal collection.
Correct.
And we're going to sample this, so I know I must have liked it when I tasted it because it's in my personal bar. So we'll take a sip.
That's the 14-year-old. It's the best example of how each source of flavor, agave, water, fermentation, distillation, and maturation impacts the character of the final product.
Tasting notes incredibly balanced.
Yeah.
Very smooth. Slight notes of sweetness.
You're going to taste something
so satisfying.
I got a little citrus on the end.
A little bit of citrus.
You're
going to
taste something a little different every time you taste it.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Now we move into.
They have an Ultra.
An Ultra. Tell me about the Ultra.
Yeah, this is a.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Always focus on quality, never on quantity.
Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Cigar connoisseurs and enthusiasts love going into their retailer's humidor and seeing what's new, what's exciting. It's like a kid in a candy store. And we've got a great way that you can enjoy and sample fabulous cigars from incredible manufacturers. It's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Every month, you will receive three fantastic cigars in an Officers Club Ziploc pouch shipped directly to you for $22.95. Now, in the past year, we've had incredible selections. We had the World of Davidoff, which featured an Avo and a Davidoff Winston Churchill. We've had cigars from A.J. Fernandez, from Rocky Patel, from Plasencia, Drew Estate, Sindicato, Fonseca. Incredible cigars that you will love. Become a member of the Officers Club today. Join now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You will absolutely love it.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
By my count, we have enjoyed about 24 different tequilas and cocktails. And we're going to now move into the mezcal area. Again, grown from agave, not blue agave, and not from the particular region, the Jalisco region in Mexico. So, Sommelier Dave, tell me what we have here on mezcal. Can't wait to get to it.
So I've brought four expressions of mezcal, and mezcal's really to be consumed neat.
Mm-hmm.
You can make margaritas out of it. That's not what it's for.
Old fashioned stuff.
There's about 30 different varieties of agave plants, mainly out of Oaxaca. One, two, these are out of Huaca, and what we have is a really nice expression of this Montelobos Mezcal Joven. The first one you're having is just a typical regular agave, a lot of smoke. And you're going to pay $36 for it.
Smoke, licorice, the aroma on here almost smells like a woman's perfume, very perfumed scent.
Cigar-driven. These are sit-down, drink neat, have a cigar, smoke a joint, whatever you want to do.
This is very similar to a very smoky, almost like a Johnny Walker Double Black.
Or an Islay Scotch.
Islay Scotch, correct. Very nice. All right, suggested retail.
$36.
$36. Now we move into the Puebla, so a different region.
Wow.
Well, it's still out of Huaca.
Oh, still out of Huaca.
Yes. Okay. And these are both of these are 100% organically grown agave.
A little smoother, a little lighter. But I tell you, I like the, what's it called, Huaca?
Huaca.
Huaca. I like the Huaca Huaca.
Yeah.
Very, very
nice. It's a really good area for mezcals. So this bottle is $108 normally out on the market.
What about the Huaca?
It's $108.
I'm going to take the Huaca. I like that one.
Tobago.
Between both. Now we move into Mezcal Vago.
Right. It's by the Emigio Jardine family. It's out of the Huaca area, the first one, and it's going to be a really nice blend. Upfront label, and it's a connoisseur's mezcal.
Yeah.
All right, let me...
Less smoke.
Very. What they're doing is they're trying to go to more flavor profile for the masses.
Yeah.
Ooh, whoa.
Yeah.
That's got an interesting kick to it. Mm-hmm. Almost lemon, very lemon sour, and then it goes into some major heat. Not a big fan.
Well, because it's a different agave. All day you've been doing the Blue Weber, and now you're getting a different one. And then the next one's by Joel Baraga, Espadin by Joel Baraga Mezcal. This is, again, out of Huaca. It's going to have some. This is going to have smokiness, citrus, bright citrus flavors. It's from the lower elevations in the area. The terrain is very rugged. Yeah. It's complex.
Major spice on the front of the tongue. And in the nose.
And now you know why they say they're for sipping.
Yes.
Because all these different mezcals give so totally different flavor profiles.
Yeah, on the mezcal, the Montelobos Huaca, I definitely like. So that will take for sure. The other ones, a little bit too rough for me.
These two are both $52.
Yep. Okay, it's a different experience.
The Vagos.
All right, now we move into... Tommy, your area, first tell me about this Don Julio.
This is a Don Julio double cask. So it's still Reposado, but they change it from a bourbon cask into a Buchanan's cask.
Which is what?
Buchanan's is a blended scotch by Diageo.
Oh, blended scotch. Okay, gotcha.
That every Mexican loves the drink.
Mm-hmm.
Very Hispanic.
Wow, this is nice.
Sweeter.
It's sweet, honey-like, very smooth, not viscous, no warmth, very pleasant down the palate. Like it. Suggested retail for a bottle.
That one's probably about $59.
And that's the regular Don Julio?
No, this is a limited edition, you really can't find it. It's very hard to find.
All right. And
now we have our Padron single barrel Corona pick, which one actually we did in a American bourbon cask.
Now this is a special that you selected.
We bought the whole barrel.
Bought the whole barrel. All right, so let me say cheers.
So it's an
Nice
Anejo.
Aroma on the nose. Wow, sweet, smooth.
Sipping.
It is a sipping. Mm-hmm. I like this. Tell Jeff, the great Jeff Borshowitz, the proprietor of Corona Cigar, I need a bottle of this. He always sent me a bottle of all their single barrel spirits. How come I didn't get one of these?
I'll get you one.
This is good. Suggested retail for a bottle.
That one's $69.85. We sell it at the stores.
This is magnificent.
And the next one we have is the Grand Padron Bordeaux. So I changed the estate out
there. Hang on one second, Tommy. 5-star selection, Steve, on this Patron. Añejo, single barrel Corona cigar exclusive.
And next one's the Grand Padron Bordeaux. This is twice cast, too. It's an extra Añejo, but they finish this in a French Burgundy cask.
Ooh.
Nice.
This retails for a big bucks.
From where you're drinking, I can see in the color. Mm-hmm. You can almost see the color from the wine.
Wow, that is incredibly smooth. Notes of
Pinot
honey.
Pinot Noir.
That's $600-something dollars retail.
I just had a sip of about... How much per shot did you get?
I think it's like $90 or $98.
I just enjoyed about $38 worth, and I've got about $70 worth left in my glass. Absolutely magnificent. All right, last one. I'm going to tell you what the MAGA Build the Wall. It's Blanco Tequila, a splash of bourbon, large bricks of ice, topped with barbed wire stir, served in a tall, tall vertical glass, a big, beautiful glass. No door on this particular glass. Magnificent. Tommy Diadio, Sommelier Dave, cheers. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy
great
Cinco
tequilas.
To you,
go to CigarDave.com. The entire list of our 30 tequilas are all on there with tasting notes. Cigar Dave, the General, saying Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Arriba, arriba, andale. Ciao, ciao.
Shasta High's award-winning music department celebrates its 50th musical with the full theatrical production of The Little Mermaid, presented like Reading has never seen. All shows are at the beautiful David Marr Theater in Reading, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, featuring beloved songs such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and many more. This classic tale with its heartwarming characters is one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals ever. For ticketing information or to see what they have planned as they celebrate 50 years of musical excellence, visit ShastaHighChoir.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. A scare at Naval Air Station Jacksonville on Friday night.
A civilian contract aircraft arriving at Naval Air Station Jacksonville from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, slid off the runway, runway 10 here at Naval Air Station Jacksonville into the St. John's River. Navy security and emergency response personnel were at the scene immediately and began rescue efforts.
On WJXX, Commanding Officer Captain Mike Connor says all 143 people on board were safely evacuated, but 21 were taken to a hospital in good condition. An event known as Alive from New York wrapped up a 12-week campaign Saturday by pro-life activists who were speaking out for those who can't speak for themselves. Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family, says it's important for everyone to stand up on behalf of the unborn. President Xi Jinping has called for more countries to join China's sprawling infrastructure building initiative after he promised to improve standards in response to complaints about debt and other problems. Correspondent Jeremy House has details.
Speaking at a recent gathering of leaders to celebrate a signature project, Xi tried to dispel complaints the Belt and Road Initiative does too little for developing countries that have borrowed from Beijing to build ports, railways, and other facilities. Xi says his government wants to deliver benefits to all. The number of governments that have signed agreements to support Belt and Road has steadily risen. This despite opposition from the United States and other governments that worry Beijing is using the initiative to increase its strategic influence. Jeremy House reporting.
A Japanese aerospace startup funded by a former internet maverick successfully launched a small rocket into space on Saturday. It became the first commercially developed Japanese rocket to reach orbit. Check out more news, read more analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
The International Monetary Fund says political uncertainty and the volatile oil prices are weighing heavily on economic growth in the Middle East this year.
A new Outlook report said overall regional growth is expected to slow down from close to 2% last year to about 1.5% in 2019. A closer look, however, shows sharp variations from country to country. Iran is among the hardest hit, with the IMF expecting economic retraction of around 6% under pressure of sanctions. The U.S. withdrawal of waivers on Iranian oil exports is likely to further impact this figure.
So, Jeremy House with that report. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, and Qatar will need to create 1 million new jobs annually for at least the next 5 years to stop unemployment from rising. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Supporters of Medicaid expansion in the Kansas House have again blocked a proposed state budget in hopes of forcing a vote in the Senate on an expansion plan.
The vote Friday night was 81-42 against an $18.4 million spending blueprint for the budget year beginning in July. House and Senate negotiators drafted it after the House rejected a previous budget. The new budget proposal was less generous than the first one. Republican leaders had warned Democrats and moderate Republicans supporting expansion that money would be stripped out of the proposed budget if negotiators were forced to resume their talks. Patrick Frost reporting.
President Trump says he discussed Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report with Russian President Putin during an extended phone call on Friday. Mr. Trump says Putin described the Russia probe as, quote, something to the effect that it started off as a mountain and ended up being a mouse. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Live from the Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much for listening, everybody. I'm trying to keep up with what's going on Capitol Hill, but it's a breakneck pace. The House has passed on an opportunity to talk to the Attorney General, who voluntarily came up and was going to speak to them. But when they came up with a ridiculous rule, he punted. And they went ahead with the formal start, and now it's finished. Now everyone's given a press conference to condemn the other side. Meanwhile, the Attorney General is back at work, as is the President of the United States, dealing with something like the overthrow of a communist-slash-socialist regime in Venezuela. Forget him actually focusing on the economy and everything else. So we're going to speak to Andy McCarthy shortly, and it has to be on camera because I can't afford him to retain him in real life. He is the best-selling author, contributing editor of National Review, and a former assistant U.S. attorney with the Southern District of New York. And at the bottom of the hour, a guy named Karl Rove will be here to break down what was won or gained in yesterday's hearings and where the president goes from here. So let's begin.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
China is going to eat our lunch
Come on, man. They're not bad folks, folks. But guess what? They're not competition for us.
Wow. I've never heard that before. File that under unique. Biden being Biden. China, not a threat. Oh, yeah, he went on to say Obamacare is working. Barr, oh, he should resign. I'm sure he's packing up his office. The economy, not working. There you go, Dems. There's your front runner.
Number two.
I've been watching him on the streets and right on the streets where people are being killed. And he's out there doing rallies. He's actually very brave in a true sense. And it is, from a constitutional standpoint, is the way it's supposed to be. He was elected. They should be running it. Now, at least we could go in and help him a little bit, and maybe a lot.
Well, that would be it. The President of the United States talking about Juan Guaido, the rightful leader, interim leader of Venezuela. Yesterday was a swing and a miss. Will today be different as Maduro, we know, has only got days left in Venezuela, only propped up by the Russians and Cubans. How long are we going to let this standoff drag on?
Number one.
I asked him, you know, specifically what his concern was, and he said that his concern focused on his explanation of why he did not reach a conclusion on obstruction, and he wanted more put out on that issue. But he was very clear with me that he was not suggesting that we had misrepresented his report.
Over and done. Attorney General William Barr, for countless hours, grueling testimony in front of the Senate committee, and was planning on going to the House side today until Nadler overplayed his hand, which is a perfect cue to a guy named Andy McCarthy. Andy, you looked at this. You told me in the break I cheated. You looked at the Comey editorial. You looked at the interviews after the cursory hearing that's not going to come off. They had to pretend that he was there. He wasn't there. They knocked it off. They adjourned it. And you see a plan.
Oh, yeah.
What is the plan?
Well, it's twofold. I think on the Congress side, what they're trying to do is have impeachment hearings without calling it impeachment. One of the interesting things, Brian, was Sheila Jackson Lee and the other Democrats who went out right after the non-hearing and spoke to members of the press were invoking Watergate. And obviously the reason that you do that is the same reason why they wanted to have a hearing where they had lawyers looking like, you know, prosecutors questioning Barr, because they want it to look like an extraordinary hearing. The only time that we have these hearings where you have lawyers doing the questioning instead of having the members of Congress do it are things like Iran-Contra, Watergate, the big...
And they wanted that optic.
Right. So Barr didn't want to give it to him. And the other thing that's so dishonest, I mean, everything about this is dishonest, but, you know, they talk about holding him in contempt, and Hillary Clinton talked about, you know, him being in contempt last night. He hasn't been subpoenaed yet, so there's no contempt. This was not only a voluntary appearance, he offered to come. It was not like they asked him, he made himself available. And I think what they tried to do was orchestrate something that was made to look like he was flouting a subpoena when he wasn't under subpoena. And he can't be held in contempt until he blows off something that's legal.
Here is Hillary Clinton last night on MSNBC, Cut 25.
The committee now faces a question that it has to answer. If they find Barr in contempt, which they have every reason to, because he actually is, let that operate on one path. But then get back to the business of calling witnesses who are mentioned in the Mueller report and begin to tell the public story about what it is that is being described in the Mueller report so that the American people can understand and follow it. That's what I thought was so effective with the Watergate Special Committee.
So we're too stupid to read the book.
Well, there's Watergate again. Isn't that funny how they keep mentioning that? You know, it's hard to believe sometimes that she went to Yale Law School. I mean, he's not close to being in contempt at this point. They have to subpoena him. It's got to be a compulsory proceeding. And the other thing is, does anybody really think, first of all, that you're going to find anything in the underlying witnesses and other materials from Mueller's report that these very aggressive prosecutors after 2 years didn't find? And do you really think that whatever happens in a congressional proceeding is going to articulate those facts for the public more or better than Mueller's report does?
Well, we'll give you the sound bites for that evening. You know, give you the sound bites later. But Don McGahn reaffirmed that the president said XYZ. You have Reince Priebus came out and said the president acted this way. Or Corey Lewandowski comes down and says the president did call me up and say that. So instead of being on the written page that you didn't download, you have that and they got another story to make him unelectable in 2 years.
Well, I think you're right that it has always been about making him unelectable in 2 years. That's what the whole exercise has been about. I have my doubts about how effective that will all be because I think what it will remind people of, Brian, is that they took us on this two-year jaunt in order to find collusion, right? And there was never any evidence of it in the beginning. We get to the end of the rainbow, there's no evidence of it. That's what people are going to be reminded of. And it's not like they're going to just be able to question Priebus or McGahn. You know, the Republicans are going to be there, too, and they're going to be pointing out that this thing was an empty bag.
And, Andy, isn't it true it's not Michael Cohen who wants to kill the president? These guys kind of like the president still. McGahn maybe not as much, but certainly doesn't want to destroy his own legacy. And Reince Priebus, they get along. Corey Lewandowski's got his back. So he'll be honest, but they're also not going to be out to destroy him. And giving questions to maybe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to make her look good. Meanwhile, I want you to hear what Ranking Member Doug Collins just said.
Some didn't feel like they could ask proper questions. Maybe they wanted more staff questions. Who knows? But yesterday we found this, that he claims that he wants staff to question the Attorney General because the 5 minute per member is not enough. But yet we spent approved a motion yesterday that said we could do a whole hour, an extra hour. Between the chairman and myself, he could have took one of these fabulous members that he has, and he has some excellent attorneys on his side, some of the best. He could have given them all 30 minutes, and they could have questioned the attorney general any way they wanted to. Instead, we go back to a circus political stunt.
That's a pretty good explanation. We can break the format. We just want lawmakers to ask the questions.
Right. Well, and the fact that they can break the format, that they're not stuck with 5 minutes, goes to show how fraudulent this is. I mean, if what Jerry Nadler's problem is that the 5 minute format is too disruptive and too cut up to get cogent questioning out, then extend the time, or you know, pick your best five on each side and give them 20 or 30 minutes apiece, or you know, there's a million ways you can do it. But why make a cabinet-level official answer staff questions? It's not done. And why break that precedent for this?
So Game Planet, what are you thinking? Like, do you think they wanted him to punt today?
Yeah.
Do you think they want to be able to issue a subpoena? Do they want to hold him? What is their goal?
Brian, what they're trying to do is make it look like there's a cover-up, and it's really being done in a dishonest way. Let me give you the perfect example of why this is so. Jerry keeps saying over and over again, we need to have the unredacted report. We've got to have the unredacted report. We can't proceed without it. They have 95% of the report. What's been held back from the report is not the bad stuff on Trump. There's like a zillion bad things on Trump in there, right? What they've held back is grand jury material, and I've been saying this for over a month. If Jerry Nadler really wanted the grand jury material, these guys are legislators, right? 6E, which is the rule that the grand jury secrecy rule, it's legislative. He could have proposed a two-line amendment to Rule 6E that says Congress gets the grand jury material in a special counsel investigation. We'd already have the 6E thing resolved by now. The other thing, Brian, that's been redacted from this report in the main, there's almost nothing redacted in Volume 2, which is what they care about. That's the obstruction volume.
Right.
What's redacted in Volume 1 is intelligence methods and sources about Russia that no American should want out
exposed.
There because we tell Russia how we know what they're up to. So they don't really want that. They don't really want the grand jury. Brian, if they cared about the unredacted report, they would have gone to the room where it's available and they would have read it, which they haven't done either.
One of the most – I don't know if we even have the cut, but Eric, were you able to find it where Kamala Harris talked about Rod Rosenstein being conflicted? I thought you probably laughed out loud when you heard that.
Oh, I did.
Because the attorney general was asked to recuse himself in Senator Sessions. Now we find out in reading the material there's no reason for him to recuse himself. They found out nothing happened with Russians, okay? Right. Al Franken got him to step aside. Rod Rosenstein needs to take over. Right. And the Republicans thought he was the bad guy. In the end, they ask if Rod Rosenstein is conflicted. Kamala Harris asked him, why would Rod Rosenstein run this? Isn't he a witness? That's what Sean Hannity's been saying for the longest time. And they've been saying, back off.
I think I started writing about this like when Mueller was appointed, asking, you know, how on earth is this guy? How is Sessions out and this guy is in?
Because he was part of the letter. He wrote the letter to fire Comey.
Right. But at that point, they thought he was on Team Mueller and Team Get Trump. Right. So it's like you can't even keep it straight. Right. Monday, Wednesday and Friday, Rod's a good guy. Tuesday and Thursday, Rod's a bad guy. I don't think they've had a coherent. They say whatever is politically expedient in the moment. And this thing has so many twists and turns that tends to be contradictory from moment to moment.
When we come back, I want to just lay the groundwork just to talk about what took place yesterday. One thing, looking at Trump, being critical of President Trump, why in the world would he let Don McGahn go in front of the special counsel for 30 hours?
Right.
Listen, if I was president and you were my counsel, I'd be saying things, and you as a law student, you'd be like, Brian, are you crazy? Do you know what the law is? And you'd be back and forth, and I would go, you know, I want this guy fired. Okay, fine. And then you have to turn around under oath and say, did Brian ever want X, Y, and Z fired? I'm talking confidentially to my attorney.
Right.
Not my attorney general, my attorney. So Don McGahn thought he was being set up. So he says everything. So let me ask you, did Woodrow Wilson, did Abraham Lincoln, did anyone say something to their attorney during heated exchanges that maybe they didn't want the public to know or that might have been illegal? Absolutely. There's only one president that let that attorney go to the special counsel. What a dumb move.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's a lot of thought going into this, Brian. I don't think there's ever – all the times when the Democrats are talking about the big plan and the big scheme and the big cover-up, there's a lot going on in this administration that is just kind of haphazardly leaping from thing to thing to thing.
Careless.
And I don't think they give a lot of thought to – it's kind of like the Trump Tower meeting. You know, if anybody – if anybody sat and said, do we really want to take a meeting with the Russians under these circumstances where they're, you know, they're already saying we're too friendly? I mean, if anybody just looked like said 15-second timeout here while we run this through the system about whether it's a good idea. But I don't think that happens. I think they just kind of like they move on to the next thing.
And I think that's what's hard. And that's the way history is going to write it. But we're in the middle of the news. We're not in the middle of history. Back in a moment with what happened yesterday and where we go from here. I think Mueller is going to be front and center. See what Andy thinks.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word DUNK to 797979.
finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text DUNK to 797979. Text DUNK to 797979.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Radio commercials have been in our popular culture since 1922, but the decades of the 50s and 60s provided iconic performers hawking all kinds of products, like Frank Sinatra for Halo Hair Care.
Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair, so Halo, everybody, Halo.
Or Tom Jones for Coca-Cola.
Things go better with Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed. Ooh, and Coke refreshes you best.
Say, I could do with a Coke right now. Somebody guess me one, please.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk. Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Mr. Barr, now the American people know that you are no different from Rudy Giuliani or Kellyanne Conway or any of the other people who sacrificed their once decent reputation for the grifter and liar who sits in the Oval Office. You used every advantage of your office to create the impression that the president was cleared of misconduct. You selectively quoted fragments from the special counsel's report, taking some of the most important statements out of context and ignoring the rest. You put the power and authority of the Office of the Attorney General and the Department of Justice behind a public relations effort to help Donald Trump protect himself. Finally, you lied to Congress.
And that was the good stuff. Senator Hirono of Hawaii.
I thought that was Daniel Webster.
Yeah, you're a wonderful orator. What do you think about this? I mean, the way she just haphazardly, they call the president a racist every single day, the grifter in the White House, you've given up your opinion to lie for the president. I know nothing shocks you. I'm going to remove that word. But that's what she's doing with her time?
Well, you know, I really think that it's good for the country to see the hard left. I do. I mean, you know, you could say what you want to say about the hard right, and there's a lot of things to say about it. But in terms of, like, standards, decorum, the idea that we're there to actually have a collaborative body to do the work of the nation and all that stuff, this is a propaganda operation for the progressive agenda. That's all it is. And when they can't get their way through a regular democratic process, they get the brass knuckles out. That's what all this is about.
For reading your comments, I know you read the report.
Right.
So I read most of it, and I was most fascinated by the Russian part. Yeah. But dumbfounded. I mean, they had posters with a miner's cap on, miners for Trump. They knew the working class, the working class vote was, you know, the coal was being ignored, and they knew the nuances of the political system. I mean, the fact that they go into Illinois shows they didn't know everything, because Illinois is a decided state. But I saw Sasse and Klobuchar ask legitimate questions. Klobuchar in the beginning.
Right.
That's really, if we can move politics out of it, we got to stop the next one, because it's going to get more and more sophisticated. I want to see what Klobuchar and Lankford have that's going to stop the next cyber attack. And they're just talking about paper ballots.
Yeah. A lot of us were worried about Russia before the Democrats got on board, which they got on because Hillary lost. I mean, that's the only reason they changed stripes on this. But I think it's very important to see what Russia is doing on every front, because they compete with us in the world and try to undermine us wherever they act. I also think we ought to have some measure about what happened here, because I think it's important for people to understand this. The Obama administration knew in real time
Yep.
what the Russians were doing. 2 weeks before the election, at the last debate between Trump and Clinton was outraged that Trump had the temerity to say that the election might not be legitimate and he wasn't going to accept the outcome before he saw what happened. And then Obama went out and barnstormed using that same theme. So knowing everything that's important that we know today about Russia, they were saying, how could you question the legitimacy of the election?
Oh, Andy, wait a second. No, Andy McCarthy, they said he told Vladimir Putin in September to knock it off. That should have been good enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, would have done it for me.
Andy McCarthy, thanks so much.
Thanks, Frank.
We come back, Karl Rove will be here, but he'll never match the magnitude and star power of Andy McCarthy. And I'll change my tune when Karl actually gets on the air, and I have even said this. Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade Show.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The Ohio Department of Health notified Planned Parenthood that their state funding would end on April 20th. You see, this follows 3 years after a pro-life law protecting the lives of unborn babies was upheld in Ohio. This new law requires the department to ensure that state and certain federal funds are not used to perform or promote non-therapeutic abortions. Pacific Justice Institute applauds the state of Ohio for defending the right of the unborn and encourages other states to follow suit. Pray for those who have and will be affected by the tragedy of abortion.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people was complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. The case before the Supreme Court Tuesday, can the 2020 census include a question about citizenship? The Commerce Department, which runs the census, wants to include a question that says, is this person a citizen of the United States? That question used to be in the census, but was removed after 2000. Three different federal courts have blocked the return of the citizenship question, agreeing with arguments that the question will cause fear and concern about crackdowns on illegal immigrants and lead to some people not answering the census, and that, they argue, will cause an undercount that will affect how money is allocated for government services. The Trump administration asked for an expedited Supreme Court hearing because it has to get the census questionnaire ready for 2020. In a court brief, the administration says there's no reason to think the citizenship question will lead to an undercount and describes the fears of law enforcement as speculative. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
By 2030, we'll have a shortage of up to 49,000 primary care docs.
That huge shortage, that distortion of the medical profession, is directly linked to the mountains of debt. And on the day of that white coat ceremony last August, NYU decided to do something about it, something dramatic. After all the first-year students had filed back to their seats, Ken Langone, chairman of the Board of Trustees, and his wife Elaine let everyone in on a secret.
As of this very moment, the NYU School of Medicine is now a tuition-free medical school.
And that was the moment that even 60 Minutes spotted as a historic moment of this country. The elite students going through medical school oftentimes end up with so much debt, some choose not to do it. Ken Langone solved that problem, and hopefully it's just the beginning. And that obviously was a cut from 60 Minutes. Ken Langone, congratulations on the release of your book now on paperback. And it is called, as co-founder of Home Depot, someone's got to listen to you, I Love Capitalism, an American Story. So that's now out. But tell me about that moment.
Let me clarify something. Elaine and I were part of the effort. We were a significant part of the effort, but we had an awful lot of benefactors that assisted us. We needed to raise.
Well, you went out and raised money.
Well, we raised $450 million.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of money, and a lot more than Elaine and I gave. But the important thing is we did it, and prayfully, other medical schools will join us because there's going to be a severe shortage of pediatricians, obstetricians, and family care practitioners.
So you
in
took
the next action. 12 years.
Right. And why is it? Why are kids, young men and women, not becoming doctors? Why do we need that incentive to let them pay for NYU?
Well, they're becoming doctors, but they're not becoming those three specialties. They're becoming neurosurgeons. They're becoming orthopedic surgeons. They're becoming ophthalmologists. They're going into areas where the chance of making money. Look, people don't understand. One of the reasons we did it, these kids are giving up 4 years of their lives.
Yep.
Hard work. I'm talking about 18, 20 hours a day.
After going to college for 4 years.
After going to, but they're not finished. Now they got to go to a residency and then maybe a fellowship. And these kids, we thought it's enough what they're doing in the way of taking their life. And by the way, these are very able and talented kids. Trust me, they wouldn't get into a medical school in America if they weren't outstanding.
Sure.
Okay. So these kids would have a lot of options. But instead, they've chosen for the next three or four, we have a three-year program too, for the next 3 or 4 years, whichever they choose, they've chosen and they're going to sacrifice their lives with this arduous and very, very demanding program
right.
to become a doctor.
But Ken, the thing that you can't underscore too is, especially a guy who knows that it's capitalist country, when you walk out of college, you don't want to be buried in debt. If I'm from meager means, I'm paying that money by taking out loans. I owe at least $50,000,
right.
And now I'm not going to be a pediatrician and make very little money with that type of debt. It doesn't make sense while starting a family.
Point made. The day of the announcement, last August, after the ceremony, we had a reception, and a woman came up to me. She was a pediatrician, and she told me that that morning, she thought to herself before she came to see her son put on his white coat and start his medical school education. She was still paying off her own medical school debt 30 years later. And she said, it dawned on me this morning that I was going to help my son, and this meant I'm going to end up in debt when I die. I'll still be in debt when I die. Come on. She's a pediatrician. She holds babies in her lap. She smiles. She helps kids live better lives. She
saves lives.
She helps parents live with the fear of a child being sick. These are special people. And you know what? I don't care how much they have or don't have. We just wanted to help all of them. We're making one bet.
Absolutely.
We're betting that our kindness to them or our generosity to them will be reflected in their generosity to others down the road. Pass it on.
Absolutely. Isn't that part of capitalism?
Yes.
That's
of course
what it's
it
important. You have to have compassion with capitalism.
Yes.
You have to have morals and ethics in capitalism.
Yes.
That's what makes it work. You're an example. You're a self-made success story who's turning around and looking back instead of saying, give me more.
Here's a for instance. one of the most benefited cities in America was Rochester, New York, Eastman Kodak. Eastman Kodak was incredibly supportive of the community where their base was.
Yep.
Kodak has gone broke.
Yep.
All that philanthropy's gone. It's gone.
Yep.
There's an example of capitalism benefiting people beyond the stakeholders in the company, the owners or the customers or the employees. This is helping somebody get through medical school at the University of Rochester or somebody going to the Eastman School of Music. All these wonderful institutions up there, this is what was lost when capitalism didn't work.
I'll give you an example. I'll just step back from the business school aspect. I'll just talk from the practical school aspect. Mm-hmm. So Ken Langone, even though you won't admit it, you have a unique talent and an ability to make money and be success and take risks, okay? You had confidence, whether it came from your intellect or your parents, whatever it is. But while you grow and while you take risks, guess what's happening? You're also taking applications. So people are able to watch and learn from you. People are able to take that risk with you. You know, you're taking that responsibility that if you fail, they all lose their jobs.
Right.
So I appreciate guys like you. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with people listening right now who said, I don't want to be Ken Langone. I want to be a 9-to-5-er, work hard, have a pension, retire at 65, go to Florida, have a condo. I don't want a mansion on the water. And I don't resent that you do. And I think people are saying, why should Ken Langone have it and not me, which they don't understand. There's unique talent, there's drive, and there's risk that go along with it.
Brian, let me say this. Human nature will never change. I accept it as it is. There's always going to be people out there that look at me and say, look at that guy. He exploited the poor people. Look at that guy. He took advantage of this. Look at that guy. Bernie Arthur, Pat Farah, and myself started Home Depot 41 years ago. We opened our first store 40 years ago. We have right now approximately 500,000. We're in our season now, so we have a substantial number of part-timers. We right now have approximately 500,000 people working with us, not for us, but with us. We have 3,000 kids that started with us entry level, which is in the parking lot pushing carts in. We have 3,000 kids that are multimillionaires. The person that runs all of the U.S. stores, we have stores in Canada, we have stores in Mexico, and the person that runs all of the U.S. stores, her name is Anna Marie Campbell. She started as a part-time cashier. She's got responsibility for over 300,000 people. She was not to the matter born. Her family came from Jamaica. Here's an example of a rising tide lifting all boats. Anna Marie has been spectacular and deserves it. But the opportunity was there, and she seized the moment. Okay. Look at the value we bring to people. Think about what people paid for products we sell now before we showed up. And now, I can guarantee you, we know it by the margins. If you looked at the margins in the old-fashioned hardware store, and you look at the margins in our stores, you're saying, hey, wait a minute. They're making less money per sale. The difference, of course, is we're doing a lot more sales.
Everything.
So we make up for it.
Yeah.
Okay, it works.
And it's the business model that worked.
And that's capitalism.
And you were first.
And we were first.
Yeah. So, Ken, I got to talk to you about another thing that's happening in this country. That's called capitalism, right? Mm-hmm. There's got to be compassion with it. And we have a social safety net. We understand that.
Right.
You're paying into unemployment, Social Security. But right now you have a situation in this country where there's somebody here on named Bernie Sanders who is talking about raising taxes and bringing socialism to America. Cut 43.
Do you know how much that family is paying today for health care?
How much?
$28,000 a year.
Okay.
All right, we're spending $11,000 per person. We are saying to that family of four, you ain't going to pay that $28,000. You're not paying any more premiums. You're not paying any more co-payments. You're not paying any more deductibles. How's that? $28,000 you're not paying. But does that mean you're not going to pay something? Of course it does. You're going to pay more in taxes.
So that is Medicare for all, and that's where he thinks we should bring socialism into medicine.
Look, like it or not, the system works. Healthcare in America is the best there is any place in the world. We've got to figure ways out, much like Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and J.P. Morgan are trying to address collectively how they can manage lowering the cost of providing health care to their people. Good effort. Wonderful effort. And I expect things will come from it. But understand that today we're living healthier, we're living longer, okay, and we're living more active lives. The issue is very simple. It has to be paid for. Now, here's where I go off the tracks with the politicians. What the hell am I doing getting Social Security? Help me out.
Should be means testing on Social Security.
Absolutely. And this is the easy one to take on.
Right.
This hurts nobody.
Right.
So the Congress should say, hey, you know what? Maybe a few of us are going to sacrifice our political careers, but it's the right thing. I'll tell you one thing, in my opinion, that'll fix the issue in America. Term limits. You get a case where these guys are going home whether they want to or not. And that last period of time they're serving, they're more apt to do the right thing because there's no downside for them.
Right, because they're going to have to get into the real world. And it's going to go back to the model of service.
Exactly.
That's absolutely true. Bernie Sanders also on how we're going to pay for everything. Remember, he wants single payer, and he wants an option, and he wants health care for all. Now, you talked to a lot of people on Medicare, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're eligible for it.
Yep.
Medicare work?
Generally, yes.
Are doctors happy to get it?
Better than nothing.
Right. But they're not getting the price that they would get from private insurance.
No, of course not.
And so should we have the whole country do that? What would that mean for doctors?
Well, first of all, what would it mean for the system? Look at the money we spend on R&D. Every medical center. Come down to NYU and look at these new buildings we've just built to do pure research. This is where discovery comes from. This is where here's a wonderful example.
That'll go away if we go socialist?
Well, not that it'll go away. It won't happen. Take, for example, mental illness in America. We used to put people in mental institutions for life. Look at what the discovery of these antidepressant drugs and these drugs that deal with the mind have done. Creedmoor, a big mental institution on the Nassau County and Queens line, is empty. Where did they go? They're now out in the world, hopefully being productive. But if they're not, they're at least on their own.
So capitalism has gotten into healthcare. Biotech is this win-win, this win-win deal where people invest money in medicines that could make them money.
And by the way, I invest heavily in startups. Not every one of them is going to work. That's the risk I take. On the other hand, prayfully, I'll have enough winners to make up for my losers, because if I don't, I'm going to end up going broke.
And socialized medicine, you'll lose that incentive. That industry just walks away.
Why would they? There's no incentive.
The model in Britain and the model in Canada doesn't work. They tried to do it in Vermont. They couldn't pull off single payer in Vermont.
You know, I'd like Bernie Sanders to give us a bit of a summary of his life, where he started, what he's done with his life, and where he is now. Okay, I grant you that I wish I had done a lot of things different in my life. On the other hand, I'm willing to say, okay, what have been the benefits to others that have come out of my effort? And Bernie, Arthur, and Pat Farrell, when I say that, we have almost 500,000 people that are working, and they're happy, and they're being paid very well, and they got a chance of becoming rich. 3,000 kids that started in the parking lot, multimillionaires today.
And then what you've done with your medical center and everything else and your investments, and as well as your mentorship with high school kids. I wonder what how Bernie would answer that. I don't think he had a job until he was 30, and most of it's been government paid. This is Ken Langone. His book out is now on paperback. I Love Capitalism, An American Story. If you're concerned about your kids not understanding what makes America America, pick up this book.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
Mother's Day is next Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses for mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 1717. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, ProFlowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from ProFlowers to get amazing savings. Just pick a delivery date and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is next Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1717. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1717.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Talk. Fast as 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east. I mean, in the west. I mean, they're not bad folks. But guess what? They're not competition for us.
Is that true? Let's talk to someone who knows. Ken Langone even actually has investments in China, and his book is now out on paperback, I Love Capitalism and an American Story, co-founder of Home Depot and so much more. Ken, when you heard that and you're hearing it now, what are you thinking?
I'm shocked.
Why?
China is the most formidable force we're going to have in the next 25 years. They pray at the feet of education. They're innovative. They're outstanding entrepreneurs and business people. They got 1.3 billion people. Only about 400 million people have come into so-called the 21st century. They're committed to bringing more in. If Joe Biden believes that China, I forgot the exact words, is a joke, all Joe Biden is showing me is he hasn't got any idea what the hell he's talking about. China is committed by its own statements, to be the biggest economy in the world in the next 20 or 25 years.
And they're doing this Belt and Road program where they go into these impoverished countries, they give them loans they can't pay back, and in turn they get influence in that government.
Well, they end up owning the infrastructure.
Yeah.
With docks and airports and roads, and they're committed to doing this. Look, China is an incredibly entrepreneurial country. Next to us, they're the most entrepreneurial country I can think of on this earth. They work hard. They have great, great school systems. They're educating people.
Right.
If we don't take them serious, shame on America.
I think, from what you know, does the president take them serious?
Absolutely.
Fox is reporting that we have made so much progress that we are going to have a June summit in America, and the president and President Xi would not agree to that unless we're on the home. It's a signing ceremony.
Whether or not we have a deal, let's go back to what he did. He reached out and brought in one of the most competent people in the world,
Robert Lighthizer.
And Bob Lighthizer. And he said, we've got to fix this. This has gone on for too long. Everybody acknowledges that we have not had a more structured relationship with China that's fair. Everybody. Nobody's done a thing about it for 40 years. Not since Henry Kissinger opened the door.
Yep.
By the way, a great national treasure. He's a marvelous, wonderful human being. Going strong at 95. God bless him. But the fact is, China has been eating our lunch. The trade deficit is $500 billion.
Right.
How much more do we have to be in, at risk before we say stop?
Right. And the big advantage that we have is they've been getting more oppressive. And some of those people are heading for Vietnam and coming to America because they want to be want to sense freedom.
And
they're destroying Hong Kong, too.
Well, but look, consider this, number one. China disrespects intellectual property laws. You invent something, and it's your creativity. Well, you're entitled by our laws to protection of that idea and that innovation for 18 years. They disrespect it. The same is true with these forced joint ventures. They say you want to do business in China, you got to do a joint venture with one of our companies. And we're saying, hey, wait a minute,
we
guys.
We don't make them do that.
And Lighthizer made it very clear when I met with him. He made it very clear that that's what he's going to do.
Hey, pick up Ken's book. And when this deal is cut, we're having you back, Ken. I Love Capitalism, an American Story. It's been fantastic having you here for 40 minutes. Appreciate it. Ken Langone.
Thank you for having me.
Brian Kilmeade.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Okay. 2 days until the first credit card bill's due, and then the next one's on the 12th. Oh, wait, is it the 14th? Oh, and I don't get paid for 2 weeks.
Racking your brain to make credit card payments? Simplify your monthly expenses with a credit card consolidation loan through Avant. Avant helps you consolidate your debt into one fixed monthly payment at a competitive rate. Apply in just minutes. If approved, your funds are deposited as soon as the next business day.
Consolidating the debt has put me back in control of my finances.
To consolidate your credit card debt, go to Avant.com today. You could receive a loan from $2,000 to $35,000. Use promo code 6161, and you'll get a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. Just go to Avant.com and enter promo code 6161. That's AVANT.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Thunderstorm Friday night. It was carrying 143 people from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Everybody on board was alive. No serious injuries. It happened near the Jacksonville Naval Air Station. President Trump is criticizing social media companies after Facebook banned a number of what it called extremist figures. Correspondent Ken Lormond reports.
Declaring that he was monitoring and watching closely, President Trump tweeted and retweeted complaints Friday and Saturday. He has on numerous previous occasions charged that social media companies exhibit bias against conservatives.
Social media companies, though, maintain that is not true. Palestinian militants on Saturday fired over 200 rockets into Israel, drawing dozens of retaliatory strikes on targets across the Gaza Strip. It was a round of intense fighting, breaking a month-long lull between the bitter enemies. Three Palestinians were killed in the attacks, while three Israelis were wounded by rocket fire. Check out more news, read more analysis at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Authorities say a man who was sent to California's death row for killing and mutilating a five-month-old girl has died of natural causes.
State corrections officials say 56-year-old Brett Pensinger died Thursday night at a hospital. The specific cause of his death is pending. Pensinger was sentenced to San Quentin's death row in 1982 for killing a five-month-old San Bernardino County girl. Prosecutors say Pensinger, who was then 19, kidnapped Michelle Melander and her brother Michael after drinking with their parents. The infant was killed. Her brother was released unharmed. California now has 735 prisoners on death row, but Governor Gavin Newsom has put on hold all executions with an executive order. Patrick Frost reporting.
Country House pulled off a huge upset in the Kentucky Derby after a objection that Maximum Security, the first horse to cross the finish line, interfered with the path of several horses. Breaking news and analysis. townhall.com. It has been 1 year, and people on Hawaii's Big Island are struggling to adjust to one of the largest and most destructive volcanic eruptions in history. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Kilauea's eruption destroyed more than 700 homes. It was a close call for Mark Bishop.
It got to within about 20 feet of the house. The lava flowed in.
Kilauea spewed enough lava to bury an area more than half the size of Manhattan. Mark Figley's house is still standing, but the air quality keeps him away.
Walk in the house and the amount that's there, if I'm in there for 15 minutes, I'll have a bad headache.
Harry Kim is the mayor of the Big Island.
We as human beings wish for normal to come back.
He says it would be preferable to get hit by a hurricane or a flood. You can rebuild.
In a volcanic eruption, everything you know is no longer there.
Some neighborhoods are now just vast fields of blackened boulders. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We have Chuck Grassley coming on. He was on the Judiciary Committee. He chaired it, and now it's given way to Senator Lindsey Graham. He's going to be with us shortly about a column he wrote about a trade deal that could be coming, and he wants the tariffs lifted. And how does he feel about Nancy Pelosi's press conference going on right now, where she's making impeachment references? And then we're going to speak to, man, is there a better hour in radio right now than John Bolton, the National Security Advisor? He's there doing everything he can to make sure Maduro is out. Socialism is history. The Monroe Doctrine is implemented in our hemisphere. Besides that, not much on the plate while working with the president. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
China is going to eat our lunch. Come on, man. They're not bad folks, folks. But guess what? They're not competition for us.
Who's advising him? Joe Biden in Iowa rejects the Trump and I guess every sane person's argument that China is a threat economically and militarily. Now you know why we're in trouble for 8 years with him at the helm and the former chairman of Foreign Policy Committee. Obamacare, by the way, says is working. Barr should resign. Economy not working. There you go, Dems. You got a front runner.
Number two.
I've been watching him on the streets and right on the streets where people are being killed, and he's out there doing rallies. He's actually very brave in a true sense, and it is, from a constitutional standpoint, is the way it's supposed to be. He was elected. They should be running it. Now, at least we could go in and help him a little bit, and maybe a lot.
That is Juan Guaido. I'm not sure he was elected, but the president does note what we've noted. He's brave. The standoff heats up and drags on. I'll explain how time is not on our side and what one senator wants to do about it.
Number one.
I asked him, specifically what his concern was, and he said that his concern focused on his explanation of why he did not reach a conclusion on obstruction, and he wanted more put out on that issue. But he was very clear with me that he was not suggesting that we had misrepresented his report.
A.J. William Barr explaining for 15 hours a grueling testimony in front of a Senate committee on why he was planning, what he was planning to, and why he's not planning to go on the House side today and to skip the volunteer session because of the rules that Nadler put in place. But yesterday he got a chance to explain himself, and he had to go in front of people that want to run for president, had no interest in his answers, wanted to just take shots at him to get to the president. And also point out the division between Mueller and Barr that now exists is an interesting political play. James Comey with an editorial. Mueller releases a letter, all to make Barr's testimony a little bit tougher. I also like to explain how this role is going to get reversed, and Republicans are now going to start looking into what launched the investigation? Strzok, Brennan, Comey, McCabe, you're on watch. Nancy Pelosi speaking right now in her weekly meeting. She's talking about climate issues. She's going to be bringing up, talk about how the attorney general should resign. And she's also talking about how you have to comply with subpoenas and brought up some Watergate references. We'll bring you the latest if it gets interesting. But I want to go to Venezuela. We're going to talk about the bottom of the hour, but I want to talk about it now for this reason. It looks as though in Venezuela, yesterday was a swing and a miss. They were not able to get Maduro out. But 2 days ago, he reportedly was on a tarmac ready to leave for Cuba, and the Russians convinced him to stay. We got to convince the Russians to get out, and the president's got to pick up the phone, use that influence, and tell Vladimir Putin it's over. It's not going to be Syria, not in our backyard. Iran, you're out. Cuba, hit the road. China, take your money and go home. Venezuela will be a capitalist democracy for the Venezuelan people. We want to do deals with them. We don't want to dominate them, and they can't say that. Also, with Venezuela, the story in the New York Times today that Pompeo may have overplayed his hand. When he talked about communications that he knew happened between Russia and Maduro, it was so accurate that the Russians now know that we're listening. So they will try to communicate a different way. And was it smart to let them know? And Pompeo didn't slip in saying anything. He's too bright, top of his class at West Point, great businessman, impactful congressman, understands diplomacy. President of the United States speaking yesterday, Juan Guaido also hopped on with Trish Regan on FBN. Through a translator, listen to what he said.
Nobody's going to join Maduro and accompany Maduro. he doesn't have that audacity when the country is going through, people are don't have enough food, that there is no enough supplies. He needs to resort to Cuban forces to give supply to the armed forces to generate fear, persecution in our armed forces, but he's not going to achieve this.
Evidently, the armed forces were sitting on the fence. Bad news for Maduro. So they're not ready to come over yet. Rick Scott, he's been very aggressive in this area along with Marco Rubio. Obvious reasons, huge popular Venezuelan population in Florida. Cut 38.
Let's think about what's going to happen. If Maduro doesn't step aside, all right, so we can all think about what we'd like to do, but let's look at reality. If Maduro doesn't step aside, all the bad actors are there. Russia's there, China's there, Iran's there, Hezbollah's there. We're going to have a Syria. It's going to impact Colombia, it's going to impact Panama, it's going to impact Brazil, it's going to impact all the countries in that region. And then what? They're 2,000 miles from Florida. They can come up right up through Central America, up through Mexico, into the United States. We already know there are terrorists trying to come across our border. So this is going to make it way worse. So we can all decide, oh gosh, we're worried about, you know, using our military. But let's remember, if Maduro doesn't step aside, we will have a Syria there eventually.
And that's a great point. And I'm going to bring that up at the bottom of the hour with John Bolton. Listen, we also have Ilhan Omar, who blames us for the problems in Venezuela. Congresswoman in Minnesota. What an embarrassment. Next, when we come back, I'm going to be joined by Senator Grassley of Iowa. It turns out Joe Biden was just there. He has never been successful there. His campaigns have ended there. He now goes in with about a 15-point lead there. But what he said yesterday, certainly noteworthy to Iowans and people around the country. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. It's a huge hour. I challenge anybody to say they have more important guests on a more important show. Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. And you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. P3 Advanced has clinically tested non-prescription ingredients to support your prostate. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Mother's Day is next Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses for mom for $19.99. And as a special bonus, double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 1717. With fresh flowers, express delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get amazing savings. Just pick a delivery date and its freshness is guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the farms and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. Or double the roses and get a premium vase for just $9.99 more. Order now because Mother's Day is next Sunday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1717. That's proflowers.com, secret code 1717.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a rumble. I had to beat Tarzan behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle. For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man, I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. His mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
The testimony of the Attorney General of the United States. How sad it is. How sad it is for us to see the top law enforcement officer in our country misrepresenting, withholding the truth from the Congress of the United States.
Is that how Senator Chuck Grassley feels? He was sitting right there as former chairman of that very committee in which the Attorney General testified yesterday. Senator, thanks so much for joining us, sir. What's your response to the speaker?
Brian, it's ridiculous. Let me tell you, if you were sitting there for 3 or 4 hours listening to it, you would know that this guy is totally transparent. And even if he wasn't transparent, the results of the Mueller testimony and the report is totally transparent. There was no collusion. There was no crime. So we ought to move on with the people's business.
So, I mean, I'm sure you weren't happy that this thing stuff went on with Don McGahn. I'm sure you were not happy that Corey Lewandowski was called and looked to do something with tell Robert Mueller he's conflicted. But having said that, legally, this is where we are right now after 2 years and 434 pages. What is the next step to bring Robert Mueller in?
Absolutely not. This came up this morning in an exchange before the Judiciary Committee, before Chairman Graham and Senate Democrat Whip Durbin brought up, when are we going to have Mueller in? And the chairman did a good job of saying that he's not going to do it. We're going to move on, and we're going to do what we ought to be doing, the people's business. Now, if this hadn't gone on for 2 years and $35 million spent on it and end up with no collusion and no crime, then I'd say it'd be a whole different game. But how much more conclusive can you be than a respected person like Mueller saying that there wasn't any collusion, and even more more backing that up than Mueller is the fact that there were 19 lawyers helping him, and there were a lot of them who donated money to Hillary Clinton, and if they come to the conclusion that there was no collusion, then let's move on.
Senator Chuck Grassley with us. Senator, yeah, we'll see what happens because the House today had the ceremonial open and then close of their committee with Barr not showing up. Do you blame Barr for not showing up when a staffer would have a chance to question him for 30 minutes?
You know that I was a former chairman of the Judiciary Committee for the first time in the history of the Senate Judiciary Committee, but contrary-wise, I'll bet 90% or more of those people on that committee are lawyers, and are they saying they didn't get enough training in their law school education that they couldn't answer questions and want to move in an unprecedented way of asking the Attorney General? So I think he's right in not showing up.
This news coming across goes right to the column that you wrote that really struck me this week about the president should really pull off the tariffs because he's made great progress in trade. But this in, Fox is reporting, and now CNBC, that a U.S.-China trade deal is possible by next Friday. Sir, what could you tell us about that, and what has to be in it for you to say this is worth it?
Well, China is even going to be more important for the United States and the world than Mexico and Canada. But both of them are very good agreements, and I believe that that report is very accurate. I've been following it both with my communication with our negotiators as well as what I followed through the press and other reports, including professors that talked to leadership of the political leadership of China. I think that that's a very accurate report, and it'll be a very big victory for the president. But right now, I'm concentrating on U.S., Mexico, Canada, and the steel tariffs have to come off. And the president's on the cusp of a big victory here, which he needs, which will be good for farmers, particularly in Iowa, but also manufacturing and services. And the president ought to take it off and get this thing before Congress, because with these tariffs on, it isn't going to be done in Canada, Mexico, or the United States, and there's no purpose in having the tariffs anymore because they were put on to get Mexico and Canada to negotiate. The president said he had a successful negotiation. He's for it. I'm for it. Let's move on and then maintain our credibility with the rest of the world that we're negotiating with Japan, China, and Europe, without Mexico and Canada, we won't have any credibility.
Senator, a lot of people weren't aware, and I wasn't truly, I kind of forgot about it, that we still had the tariffs on. We put the tariffs to get them to the table. They came to the table, we hatched out in agreements. All three countries got to get them ratified. In the meantime, the people of Iowa especially are feeling the effects of retaliatory tariffs, correct?
That's right. Both with particularly with Mexico for Iowa corn and pork, particularly it's holding up getting wheat into Canada for the first time, and very much helping our dairy people by getting more of our dairy people into Canada, and also for dairy, there's a big tariff on cheese going into Mexico that's hurting the dairy farmers of Iowa. So and Wisconsin particularly. So this is something the president can do that will help his base. Remember how strongly the farmers of the United States voted for this president.
Absolutely. So, Senator, the executive branch can do that unilaterally. I know he really respects you. Have you picked up the phone? Have you talked to the Chief of Staff Mulvaney? Have you talked to the president about this? Why won't he do it?
I'll be meeting with the president at 2:30 this afternoon to discuss this with him and hopefully convince him that it's good for the economy, good for all the negotiations he's going to do, and move on and accept a victory. And these have to come off, and if they don't come off, they won't come up in any of the three countries.
By the way, the president's speaking right now at the National Day of Prayer. It's a beautiful sunny day outside, and we're talking to Senator Grassley, who in 3 hours will meet with that very president of the United States. I hope you come back and tell us how it goes and have the charts. He likes visuals. Show him the charts. And, Senator, lastly, I want you to hear what Joe Biden said yesterday. Let's listen.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east, I mean, in the west. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not a competition for us.
Is that true? China's not a competition for us?
He's 100% wrong, and I would suggest that Biden read the book entitled The 100-Year Marathon and the success that they've made in getting their place in the world to be number one, not only by 2049, which is the end of the 100 year, they're probably going to make it by 2030. And even if they were a threat, they're a member of the World Trade Organization. And if you're a member of the World Trade Organization, you're supposed to follow the laws and the rules of international trade. They steal our intellectual property. They steal our trade secrets. They manipulate their currency. If you want to do business in China, you got to give them your technology. They have their data in the sky. They can do it in the United States. Data in the cloud, I mean, should have said. They can do it in the United States. We can't do it in China. And these negotiations are bringing this all around. And so you can see what a President Biden would do. He would never consider China a threat. And that's a sure loss for the United States, not only in global leadership, but in military might and keeping the peace in the world.
Senator, I thought we'd get statements like that from Bernie Sanders. This guy's been around for 30 years. You've known him forever. Does he really not understand the economic and military power of China? Even Senator Schumer sees it. So does that scare you?
Absolutely. And I would say Schumer ought to talk to his former colleague and wise him up.
Now that would be interesting. So overall, we looked at what happened yesterday in the Senate, and I remember what happened Tuesday in the Oval Office. The president sat down and worked out, in theory, a $2 trillion infrastructure spending plan. Nancy Pelosi actually said nice things, as did the senator. You, as a Republican senator of Iowa, a powerful one at that, how do you feel about a $2 trillion infrastructure plan?
It's probably $1 trillion too much that's even realistic, and a trillion might be realistic. But here's what Schumer said in a news conference afterwards. If there's going to be any increase in the gas tax, which there probably have to be if you're going to do this, that he'll only go for it if we repeal the tax bill of December 2017. Now, the president isn't that crazy. I'm chairman of the Tax Writing Finance Committee. I'm not that crazy. We have seen this economy rebound to 3.2% economic growth compared to the 1.5% economic growth averaging of the 8 years of the Obama administration. We're not accepting a new normal. We're going to continue America growing at its historical level, deregulatory and the tax policies of this administration's made it possible, and I don't think the president is going to go for that.
Lastly, we only have 20 seconds. The USMCA, can you link that to an infrastructure plan? Can you get Democrats to ratify that this session?
I wouldn't want to connect the two with infrastructure. Trade issues should stand on their own because trade issues are good for the globe. You know, before we started international trading, 50% of the world was in poverty.
Now much less. Senator Chuck Grassley, thanks so much.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought, live and let die, it's not the easiest title around. But I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, the Ian Fleming original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I'd get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You've got a judge, you've got a judge. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A cable technician who went above and beyond the call of duty makes today's Dean's List. Jessica Nash Donahue had been having a particularly hard day with her 3-year-old son, Sailor. Little Sailor suffers from blindness and 2 rare brain defects. Rob Kinney is a cable technician for Spectrum and had been called to fix the internet in their Greenville, South Carolina home. As he walked through the door, Sailor ran up to the repairman and held up his arms. To Jessica's surprise, Rob happily responded by scooping Sailor up into his arms. He then spent the next 45 minutes rocking and soothing the youngster while he fixed the internet. Rob is used to caring for anxious children because he is the single father to a 4-year-old, and he's humble about his good deed. He says, for them to adopt him and take care of him on a daily basis is much more than what I did for a short period of time. Thank you, Rob Kinney. You make the world a better place. Janice Dean, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Yeah, it's understanding that he was ready to go. He'd made a decision that we've been urging him to make for quite some time, and then he was diverted from that action by the Russians.
Wow. That was some big news we did not know of then. But what can we tell you now as we look in day three of what I think is a pretty massive uprising in Venezuela? And we hope, and I'll be honest, I hope there's a huge regime change. No doubt about it. John Bolton feels the same way. He's the assistant to the president for the National Security Affairs, National Security Advisor himself, John Bolton. John, thanks for the time.
Hey, Brian. How are you? Glad to be with you.
I'm great. I know how busy you've been. I know you've been working basically around the clock. First off, May Day did not deliver a change in leadership for the people of Venezuela. How disappointed are you?
Well, it's I think it's like, you know, you run a play and you don't gain any yardage. You get up, you brush yourself off, you run the next play. I think that's the way Interim President Juan Guaido is looking at it. I think that's the way we look at it. The fact is they were very close, as both Mike Pompeo and I have explained. Senior figures in the Maduro regime had agreed basically to come over to the opposition to oust Maduro from power, move to free and fair elections, hopefully in the very near future. It didn't work out, but it doesn't change our assessment that Maduro's days in power numbered. His situation is unsustainable. And the simple fact that some of the most senior figures in his government really reached a very significant agreement with the opposition shows he can't trust any of his senior advisors.
I understand, according to the New York Times today, the military sitting on the fence. Is that a correct assessment?
Well, I think the overwhelming number of service members, certainly the enlisted ranks, the junior officers, most of the senior officers want Maduro out. Some of the top leaders, of course, have benefited from the regime's looting of the Venezuelan economy, the oil, the drug trafficking, all that goes with it. But even they know that the National Assembly has passed an amnesty law for them. I think they're sitting on the fence only in the sense they're waiting for clear leadership to move to the opposition. That's what they thought they had a couple days ago. I think that will come again. Let's be clear. If Maduro ordered the military to arrest Juan Guaido, National Assembly members, the opposition in general, it's very dubious that they would carry through on that order, and that would be the end of the Maduro regime. So people ask, well, with all this opposition, how can he stay in power? There are several answers, but the most important is the presence of the Cubans in very, very large numbers. They're like a parasite on the Venezuelan body politic, and they and the Russians are the ones who are basically responsible for keeping Maduro in power.
So yesterday, I understand Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, and our Secretary of State, his counterpart, they met. What could you tell us took place? What was the message sent?
Well, it was a telephone conversation, and I think Secretary Pompeo expressed our point of view. Lavrov expressed theirs. I don't think there was any give from their perspective. I think they need to understand, as the president said, you know, you may remember when he met with Juan Guaido's wife, Fabiana Rosales, in the Oval Office a few weeks ago, the Russians need to get out of Venezuela. If they want to trade with Venezuela, they want to deal with oil on an international market basis, that's great. But we're not going to see a Russian military base established in Venezuela. We think the Cubans ought to go home, too. I think if you could wave a magic wand and the Cubans return to Cuba as we speak, I don't think Maduro could survive until midnight in as president.
So what about the Russian presence? How much good would it do for the president to get on the phone with Vladimir Putin, and how close are you to having that happen?
Well, I think we're going to show in a lot of other ways that that we think this is a mistake. We are considering a variety of new steps to take against foreign involvement in Venezuelan oil matters. We're going to tighten up a whole range of different economic sanctions we've got in place. We're going to take new steps. There are other things I can't talk about that we're going to do. And we're doing everything we can to support the people of Venezuela, who have repeatedly demonstrated they want Maduro out of power. And it's a view shared by all the key governments in the Western Hemisphere, with a couple of rare exceptions. Over 50 governments around the world recognize Guaido as the legitimate president. We think the momentum remains clearly in favor of a peaceful transfer of power in Venezuela.
Rick Scott's indicating that, you know, if he does not go, we have to use military power because we don't want another Syria. Is there a plan in place? How close are we to using the military? If the Russians are there, why not us?
Rick Scott's done great work on Venezuela and Cuba and policy in this hemisphere, and he and Marco Rubio, Mario Diaz-Balart, Ted Cruz, others in Congress have been very supportive, as have a lot of the Democrats on pressuring the Maduro regime. Very frequently that all options are on the table. That's basically as far as we're going to go. We're certainly not going to signal what options we might consider so that we can just let Maduro worry about what our intentions are.
John, do you think that, and we're talking to John Bolton here, we've done a good job in the Ukraine giving the people there weapons to defend themselves where the previous administration decided not to. Would we consider arming an unarmed population?
You know, Brian, you and I have been on your radio show together so many times. I know what a persistent questioner you are. You're on me now. I can tell. But all I can say is all options are on the table, and it's really up to Maduro's imagination to figure out what that might include.
All right. Quick thing. I thought it was Joe Biden, who's been in Congress forever, as senator forever, talked about China and the threat they bring to the table, as there is widespread reports that a trade deal is imminent. Let's listen.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They can't even figure out how to deal with the fact that they have this great division between the China Sea and the mountains in the east, in the west. They're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us.
Is that true? They're not competition for us?
You know, that attitude is a very good reflection of the Obama administration's view on China. And that's why for 8 years, China made progress and we stood still on a whole range of things, cyber warfare capabilities, military capabilities broadly. It's why China continued to abuse the rules of the World Trade Organization, continued to steal American intellectual property, continued to force technology transfers from American companies to the Chinese government, on and on and on. If that's the view people have, that China, what me worry, nothing there, fine, then go ahead and support Joe Biden. I think President Trump's got a very tough policy on the trade negotiations. He's got a tough policy on a range of other issues. If I were looking out for America, that's where I would go.
I'll tell you what, it was so disconcerting. Even Senator Schumer, I don't see any other. I can't believe somebody in 2019 would say China's not a threat. Can you say anything about the trade deal that might be in as early as Friday?
Well, our negotiators are coming back, I think, today or tomorrow from China. I think they need to report to the president. Their Chinese counterpart may come next week. I think our view is we're going to have a deal or not have a deal. We're going to know it one way or the other in a fairly short period of time. But I think we need to hear what the latest is before I could really give you anything on that.
I watched you Sunday, and I know that you watched Foreign Minister of Iran, Zarif, Western-trained, kind of call you out. I just want to get your response to this.
So you think it's Israel, Bolton,
Saudi Arabia,
bin Salman, and United Arab Emirates,
all trying to exercise regime change?
At least. They want, they have all shown an interest in dragging the United States into a conflict.
Do you believe that? Is he right?
No, he's not right. You know, anytime I'm criticized by the regime in Tehran, it's a good day.
They say that they're looking at 50% inflation rate, and their economy is forcing Hezbollah to put out donation bags on light poles in Lebanon. Is that an indication to you that we're getting to them economically?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And the president's decision not to extend waivers on the purchase of Iranian oil, we think even their own internal estimates, they're very worried about this. We've hurt them quite badly economically. I think that'll have a political effect inside as well. If they want to give up their nuclear weapons program, give up their ballistic missile program, stop their support for international terrorism, stop their conventional military activities across the Middle East and a number of other things, then we're open to talking to them. It's up to them, really.
And lastly, there's been a report out there that you don't respect the president. Is that true?
No, it's not true. It was by a former employee, disgruntled person whom I fired. I've talked to the president about it. It's very clear my view on the subject.
And you feel how?
The president, that's the word that he used to describe, is absolutely false, does not reflect my view.
which your view is positive?
Yes, of course.
Okay, that's all I want. I'm just curious. All right, so listen, if something happens with this job, I hope you know you're always welcome here, and you can even stay for the whole hour, but right now you have a country to help run. So, and you have
a president
who's outside speaking right now. John Bolton, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Take care now.
Hey, listen, we're going to come back and finish up with your calls and more to know, including a meltdown on a sports desk that I think you'll really, really enjoy. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Okay. I have 2 days until the first credit card bill's due, and then the next one's on the 12th. Oh, wait, is it the 14th? Oh, and I don't get paid for 2 weeks.
Racking your brain to make credit card payments? Simplify your monthly expenses with a credit card consolidation loan through Avant. Avant helps you consolidate your debt into one fixed monthly payment at a competitive rate. Apply in just minutes. If approved, your funds are deposited as soon as the next business day.
Consolidating the debt has put me back in control of my finances.
To consolidate your credit card debt, go to Avant.com today. You could receive a loan from $2,000 to $35,000. Use promo code 6161, and you'll get a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. Just go to Avant.com and enter promo code 6161. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6161.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A radio show like no other.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
In the wake of the Me Too movement, companies are considering stricter policies on physical contact in the workplace. Some people think even a handshake is too much. A recent survey by a job website found most people prefer a total ban on physical contact. Companies that do not have specific guidelines in place should establish them and make sure that employees know the rules. So I guess you stick to a fist bump or maybe just wave from the other side of the office.
The part about banning handshakes, I completely agree with. And this isn't even a thing about harassment, all right? I just think handshakes are the worst. And Americans are obsessed with them. You guys love your handshakes. There's also too many different handshakes. Like, I never know what to expect. You know, sometimes it's that intense guy who squeezes the shit out of your hand like a trash compactor. Then there's the sweaty handshake person who always feels like they keep their hands in two little tiny saunas the whole time. Sometimes people give you the dead fish shake. It's just like, here, you do something with my hand. I don't care. And then sometimes you get that person who puts the second hand over your hand, makes a little hand sandwich. Why? What are you doing? My hand's not a bird. It's not going to fly away. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, that is really what's going on. I don't love it. The website is called Total Jobs, and that was off the Daily Show, but it's off a study. I mean, everyone's saying, what do we do? Remember, Joe Biden said famously, he's got huge problems, but he said when he went out to The View, he says, I'm friends with all of you, but I actually don't know how to greet you.
It's become awkward. But, I mean, a handshake should not be awkward. That's the appropriate greeting.
But listen, but then when you see a woman, and if you shake their hand, it's like people might say, oh, excuse me. You
know? Who says that? Who would say that?
Do men greet you with handshakes?
Yes.
Really?
Well, people that I'm meeting for the first time professionally, yes. Generally, you go around the room, you shake hands.
What about
a
coworker?
What a man would do. It depends on the coworker, if I haven't seen them in a while, or, you know, it just depends.
Right.
If, you know,
or
there's
if
some
they
people.
Smell nice.
Exactly. You want to smell their hair. Yeah. Some people you hug if you know they're a hugger. Others you just say, hey.
Right.
But for the first time you're meeting someone professionally, or if you haven't seen them, yes, you shake their hand.
And if I smell their hair, what would I say, Eric?
Gee, your hair smells terrific.
Right. And that is the name of an actual shampoo. No one believed me, right? You guys did not believe me.
No, we knew it. Or I didn't, but yeah. The guys did.
I said to people the other thing, Body on Tap. No one believed they put beer into shampoo. I believe it, but they stopped. Evidently, people decided they'd rather drink it and we're wasting good beer. Number three is, I can't believe it's not butter.
Which is a good product.
It is, but it's too long. Who okayed that? You can't have a sentence to name a product.
But you know exactly what it is by the sentence.
Right.
There's no questioning what the product is.
I can't believe it's not butter. But if people could ruin it by saying, I can't believe it's not shoes, you know, when you pick up sneakers. Like, you know, if they could have ruined it by swamping the industry. Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know.
Listen, I'm not sure this is going to transfer to radio. I hope so, but I love this. Picture this. Halftime, a break in an NBA playoff game. You have Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley, as well as Kenny. Who's in the middle? Not Kenny, Kenny Smith. And Ernie Johnson. So Barkley talks too long and takes Shaq's turn. Listen to how this all melted down.
Mr. Sensitive. No, ain't no Mr. Sensitive. Do it again. I'm telling you right now. You know it all. I'm telling
Mr. Sensitive.
You. No, I ain't sensitive. I'm going to knock your ass out. I'm telling you right now. You play with me if you want to. It's supposed to be 1-2-3, not 1-2, back to 1. Dumbass. You think it's fun? I'm going to throw this metal damn can at your ass.
Oh, man.
So it went on, and I think they blew up the commercial. Ernie Johnson starts laughing, and then they start putting up tweets from around the NBA like Matt Barnes, like, this is getting awkward. I mean, such great producing, too.
But it's
Shaq, 7'1".
But I thought he had more of a sense of humor than everybody was having a great time, and Shaq looked like the most unhappy, surly person I've ever seen.
Here's the thing. I have no idea. I wasn't watching the show. But if you watch the game, and you're Shaq, you're a Hall of Fame player, you're actually taking notes, ready to go. And to sit there in a panel and watch two ping pong people, and know you got 45 seconds. Really? I watched a three-hour game, took notes, have insight, and you guys don't even give me the ball? It's like sports.
It's two superstar Hall of Fame basketball players battling over who has possession.
Or it's like sitting on a curvy couch with two other anchors.
I side with Shaq. Next. Who's going to watch this? James Comey is going to get a town hall to celebrate 2 years after being humiliated by being fired while he was 3,000 miles away by the President of the United States body man.
A lot more people might now since we're talking about it.
On CNN with Anderson Cooper. Who cares?
Let's be honest, though. We'll probably have some cuts from it the next day.
Right. But I guarantee you a huge loss in terms of ratings.
100%.
Right. Next, a British judge's sentenced WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to 50 weeks in prison for violating bail. This is just the beginning for him, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, wait until he comes over to the U.S. Then it's game on.
Next, Florida teens get this stranded in the ocean, and I've seen this video, saved by a boat named Amen after desperate prayer for help. It turns out two Florida teens were enjoying a senior skip day on the beach when they found themselves stranded in the ocean. Tyler Smith and Heather Brown, Christ Church Academy students who've been friends since fourth grade, were swimming off Volano Beach near St. Augustine on April 18th when they realized they might not be able to get back to shore. Weak and tired from fighting the waves for 2 hours and 2 miles offshore, the 17-year-old soccer players told Fox News they started praying to God, crying out for help. I cried out, if you really do have a plan for us, like, come on, just bring something. Tyler held on to Heather as he started cramping, and just in time, Captain Eric Wagner and his crew found them over the waves. Can you believe that?
That's incredible because, I mean, if you're ever out in choppy water, seeing people, it's hard to see people for anything, really, if it's that rough.
Wagner called the Coast Guard as he took his boat, Amen, to the rescue. The crew headed for Delray Beach, New Jersey, decided to go out despite the rough waves to go on an adventure, and they spotted these guys. Do you remember the end when, Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise was going to commit suicide, and he swam out, and they realized he wanted to live, and he says, Lord, if you could only get me to shore, I'll do everything you want. I'll be your best disciple, blah, blah, blah. Then as he gets closer to shore, I know what I told you before, but I'm not going to do everything that I said. And then you guys remember that?
I do. It's just a great team. I mean, it's one of those, you know what? It's a, underrated Dom DeLuise, I'm losing track.
I hear you, but put it this way. Dom DeLuise, who passed away, very funny. Burt Reynolds, who passed away, very funny. And this moment, their end came, but for me, the end will always live on. The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload, but what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to...
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Stock.